This is PFW in Progress. PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch. Brian Morey.
You guys rock! Thank you!
Paul Perillo.
Bingo! We got bingo! We win again, baby!
And Andy. And Andy?
Yeah!
Andy Hart.
Well, how about you, New England?
Frank the Tank. PFW in Progress.
These guys are fabulous.
And welcome to PFW in Progress. It's Touchdown. The Eagles and Patriots are in Jacksonville. They arrived yesterday, and so did we. PFW in Progress right now. Fred Kirsch and Brian Morey joining you from the team hotel in actually St. Augustine, just outside of Jacksonville, at the beautiful World Golf Village. Brian, how are you?
I'm a little under the weather, Freddie.
A little under the weather?
Yeah.
So you caught a cold just to come down here?
Yeah, apparently so.
You got to take care of
yourself. Been going through the house. Didn't get much sleep last week, Fred, trying to get that Super Bowl 39 preview edition.
Which will be on newsstands tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't buy that, then...
Shame on you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I want to say something worse than that because I think so much effort went into it on a lot of people's behalf. So, you know, make sure you go out and get that one.
So
there's my sales pitch.
We got Frank Taddock and Andy Hart. They're over at the Eagles press conference as we speak. So they'll be coming back. I don't know if they'll be back in time for the show because we'll be here until 2 o'clock, and we'll be taking your emails at webradio@patriots.com. And then later today, Brian, you and me and Andy will be going to the Patriots. They start at 3:30 today.
Six players.
And that'll be live on patriots.com, so you'll be able to listen to what Bill Belichick has to say today at 3:30, and we'll also have the archive of what Andy Reid had to say later on today. So a bunch of stuff on patriots.com for you to it's almost like you're here in Jacksonville.
I mean, it really is. I mean, you got the Kirsch Chronicles, which really take you through the week from a fan's eye point of view as far as, you know, what's going on
here. You call
here.
Me a Yahoo?
A little bit. It's not like you're down at, you know, spending the whole day in Jacksonville sightseeing. So it's not really what the fan, but it's more from the behind the scenes standpoint, what goes on. We got the Dude Man over here.
Well, Dave Dudek of DaveDudek.com is filling in for Gary Grudek? Gary Grudecki. Where is Gary? What's he doing?
I don't know where Gary is.
Yeah?
I don't know what he's doing these days. He's out playing, probably golfing or something, you know. Those marketing guys, Fred.
I know.
They just play golf.
It's a big vacation for them. Anyway, but we're here and eager to take your emails if I can get this... internet thing going.
The internet thing. We got the soundboard that I'm playing with today. So Gary's not on the soundboard. So any of the drop-ins, you can blame me.
Okay.
Because this is fun. This is fun. I'll tell you which one you're going to hear an awful lot today. It's a Paul.
Yes, I agree with Brian.
I like that one.
Okay.
And since Paul is back in Foxborough and not able to be with us, you know, it'll give our listeners a chance to hear Paul's voice.
Now, Paul is expecting, but he will be filing...
Paul's wife.
Paul's wife is expecting, but he will be filing reports from back in Foxborough from the home front.
What kind of reports can we expect from Paul?
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, once this whole thing starts and everyone's down in Jacksonville, all the papers and radio emanate from Jacksonville. So you kind of... All you do is you get the flavor of what's going on here, but while, you know... I guess the analogy is the boys are off at war. There's a whole effort being made back home. And so Paul's going to tell us what's going on, what big parties are going on, what sports bars are having special events. And
that's good.
You know, so things that are happening.
And you know, we always, you know, we talk about from an internal perspective how it's much better to have 2 weeks between the conference championship game and the Super Bowl.
Right.
From a logistical standpoint. From a fan standpoint, it's really kind of tiring. And so I'm actually glad to get away and not be there this week to listen to everything that has been hashed and rehashed on the radio. Because, you know, you can't help but listen to sports radio. So, you know, you listen to it and you're like, okay, you talked about this 4 days in a row, you know? I mean, so down here, you know, we're out there doing the interviews, talking to the players at the coaches' press conferences. But then we're back working, and you know, you don't listen to that stuff. So it is very different. Even though you're here, you're really shielded from a lot of the hype.
Well, the hype has already begun, and thanks to Freddie Mitchell, he has given the Patriots their rallying cry for the week. And we both saw the interview, you know, as it actually happened for the first time this morning. I had just heard the words. I never actually saw him. The guy's an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, tell Rodney Harrison, you got and really
tell
get
him, and the way he said it, I got something for him. Like,
well,
you little pipsqueak, what do you have? You've got nothing.
Willie McGinnis had a good comment on it, if I can find it. He said, it upset us, and we're not going to keep going back and forth, wasting time commenting on a guy like that who's been unproductive in his career and is only doing this because another player is hurt, and he gets a little limelight and starts talking and doing a lot of interviews. Well, so taking some rock, we're not going to get caught up in it as right. I take a rocket shot back
at him. Well, you got him, and then you got the Pinkston, who his claim to fame this year is being afraid to get hit over the middle. You know, so you got two guys there that now have bullseyes on their backs.
Yeah, and you know, they're hoping T.O. plays and that maybe negates anything that the Patriots might do because you do have to pay T.O.
Yeah,
special
if
attention.
If T.O. comes, you know, he uses up some of, you know, that attention. But from all what I've heard, if he plays, he's going to not even be close to 100%.
I don't buy that.
I do.
I don't know what you're hearing, but, I mean, if he can play, I expect him to play.
Yeah, but at what level?
Yeah, I mean, why do you expect that it won't be at a level that is productive?
Because of the nature of the injury.
But if, I mean, it was initially diagnosed as a 5 to 7 week injury.
Would you consider Randy Moss productive and effective when he came in the last couple of games?
You know, I don't know. I didn't really watch any of those games. I mean, being honest.
It's not this. It's a completely different injury, but it's the same situation. Randy Moss came out there, and you know, I think that against a good defense, he wouldn't have been that effective.
I just think that T.O., I mean, this was originally diagnosed as a 5 to 7 week thing. They then extended it to 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, he's right in that window.
But you got his own doctor who says, I'm not clearing
him. I understand that, but that's because the doctor, you know, has to watch out for medical malpractice.
Well, yeah.
I mean, so if the doctor has to be conservative with it. You know, I mean, if he can run and jump and cut, then I expect him to be productive. I just, you know, Deion Branch had a 7 week layoff and came back and caught 6 passes for 105 yards and a touchdown. I mean, I don't understand why we just assume if he plays, he's not going to be okay.
He didn't break a bone and tear ligaments.
Why would Andy Reid play him if he couldn't help? You're not going to waste a valuable roster spot on a guy who's going to run dummy routes.
No. I don't know. So a lot of questions. Well, yes, and I don't think that he'll be what was that?
That was
Brian's
you.
Running the board, the sound effects
board. I already
board,
said that.
So if,
I was looking for a good Fred one.
Okay. See, that's the thing. Gary thinks anyone can just sit here and do it.
Hey.
No, I'm not.
I can.
No disrespect intended, but it's hard to, you know.
Well, it's just, you know, you got to know. He knows what all the sound bites are.
Well, that's what I mean. It's hard to hold a conversation and then know where to punch to get the right
effect.
You know.
Get the hang of it.
If you program it, you know where they are.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
Little.
Some of them I obviously know, you know, like this one.
Andy Hart mad! There you go. Speaking of Andy, he should be back soon, huh? He'll be joining us?
Yeah, he'll be here. Okay. Frank will be down at the media center.
Webradio at patriots.com.
And Paul's back on the home front. Has he got something going up today, Paul?
Paul, I would imagine he better. We should call him, make sure he's at work.
He's at work.
He's probably listening.
I talked to him this morning.
Yeah? What's he doing?
He was on his way in.
Yeah?
So.
How's the weather up there?
It was actually a little warmer today, he said.
Yeah, I heard it's going to get into the upper 30s.
Good, maybe some of that snow will be melted when we get back.
If you're interested, the weather down here, I think it's still overcast outside, probably mid-60s.
Yeah, probably, mid to low. Yeah. It's not hot out.
When the Patriots arrived yesterday, Bill Belichick had his press conference at 5 o'clock. Select players were available after that, and they've got this hotel, and the hotel is surrounded by some beautiful golf courses.
Oh, yeah.
Drove in, and I mean, these fairways were carpets. I mean, it was beautiful. And but it's the grounds. It's a large ground. I mean, it's not like, you know, right off the highway where you have this hotel and you drive in the parking lot. You have to drive quite a ways just to get to the hotel. So I don't know if we're going to get the same type of fan presence that we have had in the past.
Oh, yeah, we will.
You think so? You think they'll make their way
it.
In here?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
That's why they come, Fred.
Yeah.
And the hotel lobby is very nice. I took a walk down there.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very nice lobby. So they got the souvenir stand set up down there.
Yeah.
Very pricey.
Yeah.
I might add.
Well, it always is, and they'll be selling Patriots Football Weekly starting tomorrow.
I mean, remember I was commenting on the price of the Patriots AFC Championship hats?
Yeah. How much are the Super Bowl hats?
The Super Bowl hats are going, I believe, for about 28.
And that's not even the winning hat. That's
32.
That's just the pre-hat.
32. That's just the Super Bowl logo, which is the one I buy every year.
So
32 bucks.
That means that the winning hat will probably be like 35, 36?
Well, I don't know. They're selling the AFC Championship hat for 38.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, go on Patriots.com right now because you can get it for 27. So... That's ridiculous.
That's a little bit high.
Okay. I've got an email, quick one from Blaine. He asks, what uniform will the Patriots be wearing in the Super Bowl?
White. They are the visiting team. We can only assume that the Jets will wear...
The Jets?
I mean, the Eagles will wear green.
So, all right, as we say that, Andy Hart joins us. Andy, what's going on?
It's cold out.
Mission accomplished?
We were just talking about the weather. It's cold.
Okay, good.
Operation accomplished. Very well.
Good.
No problems.
Now, when you say cold, let's...
It's getting a little windy. And did you notice they're doing some clearing behind the resort? Some slash and burn or whatever you call it? And there is now smoke covering this entire resort area.
Is that right?
They're clearing... I don't know. They're making the World Golf Village a bigger place, I guess, so...
Well, okay.
But it's chilly and smoky out.
And chilly and smoky is the... current conditions here in St.
Windy, the flags out in front of the hotel, all those nice Patriots flags.
So is it blowing something in? Maybe there's a front coming in or something like that?
I'm not a weatherman.
We got a front coming in, and it's coming off across here.
We've got a low-pressure area coming down here. Right now,
I didn't see any visors over at the souvenir stand, though.
What souvenir stand?
I like the one in the lobby.
Yeah, I didn't really know there was a lobby. I just had my first experience through the lobby.
The lobby's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw there was a shop and everything. That's nice.
But I usually like to get a visor. I didn't see any up there.
I have to get visors. My head's too big for hats.
What do you have, like a size 11 hat?
No, like 7 and...
7?
No,
quarter.
That's not... 7 and 3/4?
7 and
3/4.
That's not that big. I have a little head, and I'm like 7 and an eighth.
They don't make 8s.
They don't?
Well, you can have 8 special made, but...
You should get one of those ones that had the elastic in it.
Those are the ones I like. Flex Fit or whatever.
Yeah.
Those are the ones.
It's a shame that all that space isn't being used up.
Hey.
All right.
It's holding my headphones on right now.
Well, a lot going on this week. I told you later today, 3:30 live on Patriots.com is Belichick. Tomorrow is media day. And, of course, we'll have all kinds of stuff coming from media day. Patriots Video News will have... We'll show you what happened at Media Day. We'll be talking about it.
Be a new face, right, from the Eagles Media Day, right, for PVN.
That's right.
You're going to make that introduction, or should we wait until the actual PVN show?
Well, they introduced her Friday.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, but she'll introduce herself again tonight.
And it'll take her a while to get the fan support that B-Lo does that keeps him from being able to do his job when fans are chanting the slogan.
Alicia will be hosting. Well, she won't be hosting, but she'll be filing reports from the Eagles camp for Patriots Video News. And last night, Brian Lowe from PVN brought his camera outside. No sooner did he did. The fans were just flocking all over him.
He's big.
He was signing autographs. I mean, it was
unbelievable.
I mean, he needed security.
Yeah. So, PVN is just a household name around the world for Patriots fans. And that's a good thing. Just like DaveDudek.com.
I got to say, though, I don't remember Dave Crisoli getting that attention. Brian Lowe's taking it to the next level.
Well, you know, because I think his tagline of tell your friends you heard it on PVN really works. Because
well,
they do.
And love it or hate it, they remember it.
Right.
You know, we've gotten emails on SPFW and different things saying it's stupid and making fun of it, but everybody remembers it.
Yeah.
So. That's right. Any press is good press, and they remember him.
What's going on outside? How's the traffic?
No traffic. It was a very easy drive back and forth.
Okay. And a lot of whining about... Jacksonville itself is a city.
Sucks.
I don't know about that.
Sucks.
How do you know?
I have come up with a plan in the car ride back.
What?
They're having problems with a stadium in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
You move the Saints to L.A., where you fill that market that you would like to fill. The NFL and the city get in bed together and build a new dome that is the permanent home of the Super Bowl every year.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Why?
The league is not going to give New Orleans every Super Bowl.
It should.
From an economic standpoint, it likes to help out the other cities that are
Well, you know what? Sooner or later, rich people that buy these trips to the Super Bowl and inject the money into the community are going to realize, I don't want to go to Jacksonville. I don't want to go to Detroit.
It's not that bad.
No, it is. Their slogan was wrong. It is that bad.
How do you know? You haven't even been to Jacksonville.
From what I've seen, it sucks.
You haven't been downtown yet.
Oh, you haven't left St. Augustine.
From what I hear, you go to downtown and you step forward and you left downtown.
You know what? I got a feeling that because the size of downtown isn't that big, they're going to be able to do a lot. You know, they're going to be able to condense it, and it's going to be a nice little Super Bowl village.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I agree that every Super Bowl should be in New Orleans.
So what's wrong with my plan?
But I just don't think, you know, it's not real. Why?
There's too much money that...
We're all about real here on the show.
But I thought the league, they work together, all one.
Yeah, and when L.A. builds their new stadium, you don't think that they're going to get a Super Bowl there? Of course they
Maybe
will.
Maybe not, if they get the benefit of having a great Super Bowl in New Orleans. You divide that 32 ways, and everybody gets their money. And
no, that's the incentive for the city. The city takes that money.
I'm just saying, I think you could make it work.
Okay.
I'm all for it. I mean, New Orleans is...
Yeah, I mean, I like New Orleans, too.
You can walk
there,
everywhere.
I'm just saying that I don't think Jacksonville's going to be as bad as everyone's saying it's going to be.
I think it's going to be worse.
Okay. All right. Next year, it's in Detroit. So...
Patriots must lose before it reaches that level.
All right, Scott, should we get to some emails?
Sure.
Webradio@patriots.com.
Dave Dudek.
Dave's giving me the nod of approval.
I just saw a football fly over the curtain.
Yeah, we're right
separating
next to
us
the
PR.
Media relations department. And
not a lot of work going on over in media relations. They're just throwing the football around. Must be nice.
Yeah. Scott in Washington, D.C.
Wow, Casey O'Donnell coming around the border.
Oh, boy.
Is he allowed over here?
Yeah, we don't allow media relations people over
He's
here.
He's got nothing else to do.
All right.
Well, get to work.
Scott in Washington, D.C. says, Fred and Brian, now Andy, are you guys, PFW in general, starting to get recognized by the larger media outlets? This is your third Super Bowl in 4 years, too. Just wondering how you are received, whether other outlets or teams are recognizing you personally or what you've been doing to improve fan access via the web, etc. By the way, who is the secret PVN correspondent you were touting last week? Well, you'll meet her tonight. On PVN, so make sure that you watch PVN tonight to see the new addition to the family.
I think it's an upgrade.
Absolutely.
Oh, Bilo?
Oh, yeah.
Big upgrade over Bilo.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Big upgrade over
Bilo. Wow.
Yeah. Also, just want to mention another thing going on this week is we have Tian He, our Chinese correspondent, and he is filing stories daily.
He is.
For our Chinese-speaking audience, and we'll bring him on the show later in the week, and he can tell you his impression. Once he gets more impressions, he'll tell us what he thinks about this whole thing. But, you know, if you have any friends that speak Chinese or in China
or
whatever,
or read Chinese,
yeah, let them know, and let them know that they can come to Patriots.com and get the news firsthand.
And who's doing it?
Tian.
Oh, Tian, okay.
Yeah. He is.
Tian He. He's doing it.
Who's doing it?
He is.
Who?
He.
Who?
He probably never gets that.
All right.
Probably never gets old, huh?
Scott goes on, as for the game last week was pretty boring news, which TO Talk tended to dominate. What's the plan for this week, and what do you think the news will be? And one more question. What the heck did PK Sam do to get himself suspended? Do you think he's headed for release like Hakeem Akbar a year or two ago?
That's interesting.
Not yet. Not yet.
So... Well, PK Sam was placed on the injured, not the reserve suspended list.
Yes, that's accurate.
So he must have done something.
He screwed up.
Yeah.
He violated a team rule.
Are we shocked?
Yeah.
Oh, I am not.
Why?
I just thought from day one he didn't seem like a Patriot player.
Wow.
Well, you know, I can't totally deny that, but well,
And no word from that. Anyone ask Belichick that?
We will not have the opportunity. I mean, this will be the first press conference.
Since we found out.
Yes.
Okay. So, is anyone going to ask?
Brian will.
All right. So, let's 3:30 today, live on Patriots.com, the question will be asked.
And you will hear Brian Morey because they have a microphone, right? So, we'll be able to hear him
you'll
perfectly.
You'll hear all the questions.
No pressure, Brian, but now you have to.
So getting back to Scott's first question, are we getting noticed? The answer is no. No, I'm only... What do you guys think about that?
Not like B-Lo.
No, I'm not getting noticed.
I don't think...
I'm a nobody.
From a fan standpoint, we aren't, but other media know who
we are. Oh, no, fans sometimes recognize... I mean, I've been out and about, and fans have said... I was at a Red Sox game one day, and somebody stopped me and said, hey, PFW.
Yeah?
You know, I think...
You stink.
Some of that... sometimes, but... I mean, it's not like... I mean, is he talking about with our colleagues?
Yeah, with our colleagues.
I mean, I think from seeing guys enough, not just at Super Bowls, but guys that come around, you know, Len Pasquarelli, I'm sure, recognizes us. I don't know that he knows us by name, per se. Well, I know Patriots fans love to know that, you know, Pete Prisco knows us. You know, I talked to Pete Prisco, you know, quite a bit.
Gordon Forbes.
Gordon Forbes. Saw Gordon yesterday, said hello.
Yeah.
Pete Prisco... We always laugh about how Patriots fans hate his guts. We always have good conversations about that. And he, I told him we would try to have him on. So I don't know if we can take calls here or what the deal is, or, you know, maybe we could.
We could call him.
We could call him and get him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he would do it. So.
All right, so we'll do that. Later.
He likes to. I think he likes to stoke the fire with Patriots fans. Because they're so passionate with him.
Well, I know the local media, they all read the newspaper. And they get it every Wednesday, and, you know, they make sure they get so they read everything that we write. You know, national media, it's a little bit tough for them to read, to get down to drill down to the team level and start reading team newspapers. But I know I got called a pain in the butt by Joe Brown from the NFL.
Why?
I don't know if that's a badge of honor.
Why?
I think it is. No,
what'd you do?
Because, you know, I every year I get into this credential snafu. It's not my fault.
Do we not have credentials?
No, we're fine. We're going to be fine.
So far.
But every year, it's something. And, you know, it's not me. I'm telling you, it's not me.
Fred, I know.
No,
you know how many times I've said that?
It's because we're in this gray area. We're with the team, but we need the media access. And it's
always somebody else.
No one understands that, you know, we need what the media needs.
So am I going to be watching the Super Bowl from my hotel room?
No. Okay. No, we'll be fine. I actually had a phone live conversation with the people that are in control, and we're going to be good.
I don't buy that we're good until I have my pass in my
hand. Well, you know, I don't blame you, but we're going to be fine. There's Gary. Gary, how'd you hit him?
I wish.
Yeah. Gary, the only thing I forgot to do is, not that we've tried to do it yet, is take a break. I forgot how to find the breaks. Okay, playlist. Okay.
Gary, you see Dave Dudek doing a fine job in your role? He's got his feet up, a dip in, his hands behind his head. You have a dip in right now, don't you? No. Are your lips just stretched out?
I'm the dude. That or...
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address.
The one-trick pony soundbite.
Who's a one-trick pony? Me?
Andy Hart.
Oh.
I'm not. Feet up, dip in.
So Bob from Berlin, Connecticut, also wants to know what the deal is with PK Sam. Again, listen to the live press conference at 3:30, and someone will ask Bill Belichick just that question.
I will say this. My initial impression of him was I'm not so sure if he's a guy that's going to fit here. That said, that's also grossly unfair.
What did you base that on?
I just initial reaction, just mini camp. Talking to him, comments that he made.
I can remember the first things I heard him say standing around his locker at, like, rookie minicamp was, you know, this team, they got a good group of receivers, but it's not like they have one guy. Like, they don't have a T.O. They don't have a real good receiver.
Right.
And I was like, I wouldn't be saying that if I were you.
Yeah, that's true. And so, you know, but some guys, they just don't know the program.
And
they
talking to his coach, by the way.
They don't know the program.
Coaches weren't real fond of him at Florida State. Well, so, because he called out his Ricks, the quarterback, and
they'll get him in.
I just
shape
don't think
real
you,
quick, or he won't be here.
I don't think you can change a leopard's spots.
Yeah,
he is what
he
is.
He seemed.
You thought that about Corey Dillon too.
He seemed a little.
I'm not
little,
sure you have changed his spots. I'm not talking about his spots on the field and not getting along with his teammates. I'm talking about his true spots.
You should see Beyond the Glory, the Fox thing. You'd have a different opinion of him.
I don't think I would.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, if you're going to be
stubborn about
right,
it.
Right, and I'm not saying Corey Dillon.
No, but I judge more on what I see with my own eyes and my own personal interactions with a person.
I'm not going to say.
I think he's a jerk. He's a jerk because he looks like a good guy in some pre-produced program that Fox puts out. And
I think that, listen, I think with Corey Dillon, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's a great guy by any stretch of the imagination. I have no idea what kind of guy he is. I don't particularly, from a media player relationship standpoint, I'm not particularly fond of him, just from the standpoint of he makes it difficult to talk to him. You know,
and his friend says, "Oh, he wouldn't talk to you."
He can be a little rude, and you know, I don't think there's a place for that. If you don't want to talk, be polite about it. No thanks, guys. I'm not talking today. It's not like he had a lot of frustrating experiences to go through this year that he had to be PO'd at the media. I know he has had that in his career, and I do cut him some slack for that. But I can only it's only fair for us to judge the guy by what we've seen this year. And not so much in how he deals with us, because that is a little bit of what Fred says, you know, that, he wouldn't talk to, you know, that kind of thing.
But can I choose to dislike the guy for how he individually interacts with me?
Sure, but I don't think that's looking at the whole picture in terms of what we're trying to give our listeners.
But he doesn't
We're trying to look at
how he looks at you as just one of, you know, 100 guys that are in his face every day, and, you know.
And he's a jerk to all of them.
Right, but my point is this.
But that he's consistent.
Our relationship with him.
Because he's a jerk. So don't take it personally.
Our relationship with as media members with him shouldn't define his persona publicly. I know he controls that, and he could do a better job of helping his own image in that regard. But I think that, you know, we have to judge it based on how he interacts with his teammates.
Right. It's like
what kind of team player he is. All the things that we questioned about the Patriots bringing him here, in what we've seen to date, you know, we were wrong.
Yeah.
Now, a year from now, if his contract expires and they're entering negotiations and he's popping off and doing some of the things he did in Cincinnati when he was talking about money and contracts, all right, maybe we'll say, okay, these are his true spots. But right now, he said all the right things, and I think it's only fair to judge him based on what we've seen, our own experience with him.
I think an open-minded person would say the same thing as you did.
Yeah, I am open-minded, I think.
Yes.
So am I.
I don't think you are.
I am.
All right, Jeff.
I haven't ripped him.
What?
When have I ripped him?
You just said he's not a good guy.
Oh,
well. That's not a compliment. I don't know if you know the difference.
Oh, but it is what it is.
All right, Jennifer writes in. She says, hey, the Super Bowl being in different cities is a good thing. I can't make the trip to New Orleans. Next year, though, if the Pats make the Super Bowl again, I will definitely be making the 6-hour trip to Detroit, whether I have tickets or not. I'll be up there for the weekend spending time with my fellow Pats fans. Now, if it was in New Orleans every year, I would probably never get to go.
Who's
so
that?
Hush
Jennifer?
Up, Andrew.
Jennifer.
That New Orleans Super Bowl is not a good idea. That's Jennifer.
Why does she think that? I wasn't.
Because she'd never be able to get down there.
Why?
Because it's too far away.
They have planes.
Brian, I don't know people's situations.
She went to Houston, didn't she?
I don't know.
She went to Houston a couple years ago.
All she's saying is she's glad it's in different cities.
Yeah, it's never going to be in Chicago.
Why do you say that?
Because it's an open air field.
And it's too cold, and it's open air, and they didn't build a new stadium and get promised one. They just renovated the old thing.
But it's
and I'm not sure they did a very good job.
I mean, if you're in a cold weather city, you have to at least have a dome over it to get it. You're not gonna.
Right. They can't be playing this. Well, they play playoff games in it, but I guess the Super Bowl is a different animal.
A week. You gotta have parties, and rich people have to be able to get around.
Right.
That's true. I mean,
is Detroit set up for that? I've never been there.
I don't know.
Detroit's a dump. With all due respect,
where
to
the stadium
people.
Is there a convention center there? I mean, is there a?
I believe there was. Yes.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, it's a big city. I'm sure
they
equipped.
Do any of the Minnesota stuff where they have like walkways between buildings so you don't have to go outside and do stuff. Or?
Actually, you know what? I take my comment back about Detroit. I've heard you hear bad things about the city itself, like downtown area. But the outskirts of Detroit, like where we stayed a couple of years ago and went out there, was
nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
8 Mile.
Up by the Ford plant.
Yeah.
So I retract my earlier statement.
It's a big city. I mean, there's always going to be nice areas and bad areas.
Right. That's true.
Detroit got a real bad reputation because it always led the country in homicides.
Well, I guess that's maybe what I'm referring to from that standpoint.
You know? Let's see. Ken Baldwin writes in.
Hey, Kenny.
From West Lafayette, Indiana. He says, just want to thank you all in the Patriots organization for having a media department that has radio programming and video updates for Patriots fans that are located in different areas of the country. Your radio program is great, and I appreciate all the work you do. Well, thank you. It's exactly why we do it.
That's right.
So people like you can enjoy it.
So tell your friends you heard it on PVN.
And read the stories, too.
Oh, yes, the read the stories. That
we put a lot of work into those stories. Well, some of us.
I recently received the 21 DVD, and it was excellent. Great layout and format. We enjoyed seeing the Super Bowl ring ceremony and interviews of the players after receiving their rings. Lastly, I'll be going to the Super Bowl and look forward to seeing the game. Again, thanks for all your efforts in keeping the Patriots fans around the country informed. Huh. Well, you're very welcome. And that reminds me, the 21 DVD is available at the Patriots Pro Shop as we speak online. Go to patriots.com. You're already there, but go to the Pro Shop, and you can order yours, and it will be sent out post-haste.
Can you order that in China?
You can also...
Yes, but it would cost you a lot of money.
Don't you need a different kind of DVD over there? It's a different zone in the world.
Right, they're all made in China, aren't they?
Aren't there different DVDs? Help me out here, he.
It's Tian.
That is true, he said. Is it okay if I call you he?
Say no. Don't say yes. Don't let him disrespect you like that.
I call him Maury. I call him Dudek. Or worse.
There's a poll on Patriots.com also, by the way, you can vote in. What is the biggest key for New England in Super Bowl 39? Right now, contain McNabb and his wide receivers is edging out Brady's decisions.
Oh, our fans are exposing themselves.
Well, followed by run with Dylan, stop Westbrook, and finally Blitz Pickett.
I have to tell you something about Patriots.com polls. I was very disappointed in our fans.
Why?
Because there was a poll, I don't know if it was last week or the weeks before, that said which was the best win this season. And the Colts win opening night, won by a landslide.
Okay.
It had to be the Rams. That was the linchpin.
Now,
what
about
this whole
the Jets
game?
I think at different points in the season, it's different. That game against the Colts.
No, not including playoffs, regular
Fred,
season.
That game against the Colts was huge. I mean, look at. I think that game had some
you wouldn't
effect
be here right now.
On the second game with the Colts. That was a game where you kept your thumb on them. You kept the home field dominance on this team that came in after an entire offseason planning to revenge their AFC Championship loss. They got the point of emphasis.
I think
the Rams game was huge, Fred. I'm not discounting the Rams game, but I think you know you can probably look at the three games we just mentioned, and they're all on equal standing. You have to look at them from the time perspective in which they happened. And the Colts game, week one, was huge.
See, I think the Colts game goes both ways though, because as you said, the playoff ramifications.
Right.
Facing the Colts in Indy.
That's one thing.
True.
Second of all, just the mental perspective of them coming into Gillette again.
But, you know, it's the first game of the season, and, you know, even if they lost, who knows what's going to happen after that. But I think...
But the Rams are an 8-8 team.
With all the,
NFC team.
But with all the injuries that they had, you're going, you know...
You're going against
on the road to where they play, where they have the greatest show on turf, and we didn't know. We didn't know what was going to happen with the Patriots, and it was a lot like, you know... Last year when, you know, they had to play Tennessee with all those injuries and no one knew if they could overcome that, and they did, and it seemed to propel them forward. I think the same thing with the Rams game.
No question.
Idiots like Andy Hart on WBCN saying, Rams 35, Patriots 14.
Tommy Caron wrote a good
piece.
Oh, you
weren't alone. I mean, a lot of people thought that.
Freddie, Tommy Caron wrote a good piece after that game that said that game was kind of defined the 2004 Patriots, and he wrote it at that time. I mean, it was when the 2003 Patriots became the 2004 Patriots.
Oh.
Because they had, you know, the 6-0 start was kind of a continuation of last year. Then you had adversity.
Yeah.
And how they responded to it was
big. I agree.
There's no question that was big. I don't think it was any bigger than the Colts game or the Jets game for that matter.
So,
on the road
right.
after a devastating Monday night loss,
so
a short week,
Jets
Christmas
rolling.
Week.
So given that they were all almost of equal value, should one have won in a landslide?
No.
Yeah, and that's,
no, but I can see why you would.
But I think people were only thinking Peyton Manning, and you know, I think there was huge
significance. Don't be taking shots at our fans.
I think
just because they don't think the way you think.
I think there was huge significance to that Rams game.
There was, Fred. I don't deny that.
That Tom Curran piece you're referencing, kind of the anti-Brian Morey Miami piece. The day the
dynasty ended. I didn't write anything.
If they lose this game on Sunday, are you right?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Even though the dynasty will have pretty much come to an end.
There was never a dynasty.
Right. But no, I for the record, I am not right.
Okay.
We're not going to get into the whole dynasty thing yet.
If they got pummeled by Pittsburgh again last week?
We've already debated that on the show.
They're a dynasty.
We'll continue after this game, when we'll talk about it again. Bob from Berlin again, Connecticut. Quick question. Who do you think will be the next coordinators? I think we're pretty much... certain that Crennel's
because
wrong.
If there was a,
yes.
some
so
kind
who
of
are, who are the next two coordinators?
Not as certain if, on Eric Mangini as I was a little while ago.
Because if there was a...
I can't read lips.
I don't know.
I'm starting to wonder if he could get kind of bought away from you with the money they're throwing around down in Miami with a guy he has a connection with in Saban, the opportunity to win.
Because if
I would think he has a lot of respect for Saban and thinks, you know, I'm not going to Miami to lose. I'm going to Miami to be part of their next dynasty, their building process. And if I can do so and make... $1.25 million instead of $600,000, why don't I go there?
Right. Okay.
And then, offensively, I don't know.
No idea.
I think that's
although
a big question.
Brian, have you heard Norm Chow's getting a lot of talk now coming back into the NFL?
Well, I heard that he has kind of hinted to people behind the scenes that he's interested in getting into the NFL.
I heard Tennessee's looking very hard at him.
Oh, to replace Mike Heimerdinger?
Heimerdinger. That's his name.
What was that?
He's the offensive coordinator that left the Titans.
To go to the Jets for similar money.
Right.
So I wonder if the same thing would happen
there. Hudson Hauk just got hired in Miami as the O-line coach for $860,000.
He's been around
which is more than Charlie Weiss gets as the coordinator here. So, I mean...
Significantly more.
I mean, coaching salaries are starting to escalate here.
If you want to play, you got to pay.
Okay, Brian with a
Y. By the way, I'm not hearing when I play the little bites now. We don't hear them.
You're not hearing it?
You didn't hear it, did you?
I didn't hear anything. Because if
I don't know. It's playing right now. It didn't work.
Dave Dudek screw it up?
Probably.
No. Yeah, Dave, he must have done something.
Dave, I hope your website works better than this thing.
No, I'm going to blame Gary.
I'm
going to exonerate Dudek. Gary came over here. He did something, and now we can't hear it.
We're gonna have Dave later on because Dave has a... a Super Bowl section he's just put up on DaveDudek.com. So we're going to...
Does he use the word Super Bowl? Is he an official partner of the NFL?
Is he selling things on there?
I don't know. Yeah. Kai Cafe.
Really?
Kai Cafe.
Really?
Do you think that he's going to do his... Do you think he'll do his Kermit the Frog impression again?
Well, if you haven't heard it, it's on his site.
There's a great video on the site by PVN's Bob Doyle.
Well, we'll hear
one
more.
One of the hardest working men in this business. He makes B-Lo what he is and gets no respect for it.
Once Dave has more things on his Super Bowl site, we'll
Bob,
hear from him.
Bob, can you go get us some lunch?
what time is lunch open till?
It's going to end before the show ends.
I don't think so.
Can we go in shifts?
I think it's like 11:30 to 1:30, isn't it?
Is it really?
I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, just a guess.
We'll have to go in shifts then. Anyway, Brian with a Y.
Yes.
As from, in other words that are spelled
he
with
he
Y.
He works at FSU.
Florida State University.
Yeah, he says greetings from Miami.
Oh, this is going to be good. It's going to be PK Summerlin.
People were thinking about where FSU was. It's not
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee, up in the Panhandle.
Oh, he's. I'm
Gainesville
sorry.
Gainesville is the University of Florida.
I apologize.
Gainesville is Florida.
Florida International.
Oh, that's down in like the Fort Lauderdale area.
Yeah.
Uh oh. I smell several, a BU baseball alert.
Several college baseball games against the Golden Panthers.
Here come the BU baseball stories.
The Golden Panthers.
I can actually hear people clicking off.
Anyway, we'll go right to the email.
Shut
a major
up.
City with
they
more
like
than
to know
1,200
about our personal
hotel
lives.
Rooms. He says Miami. He's touting Miami.
2 years from now,
I'd love
Miami.
To go to the Super Bowl there.
Why would the Pats cut Antoine Harris, a DB familiar with the system and with Super Bowl experience, only to leave the roster spot open? Antoine is associated with some great postseason memories. Need I say that the Pats were very depleted in the secondary at the end of last year's Super Bowl and could have used Antoine?
Yeah.
Well, they're deeper in the secondary now than they were at the end of the year last year.
I would say.
I think Hank.
I'd
Poteet,
say he can't play, so Hank, that's why.
I think Hank Poteet made him a little bit expendable because now you can have Wilson back at safety a little bit, you know.
You
perhaps.
Know, it was almost like with Antoine Harris, it's almost like the backup quarterback who gets a chance to play, and it's the worst thing that ever happened to him. I mean, he got to start at safety against Buffalo last year in the season opener.
And he never
and played horribly.
Again.
And that was it. That was the beginning of the end.
The funniest thing about that game, the Buffalo game, you know, all the Malloy thing happened, and we went to Buffalo, and you know it was going to be tough. And I forget which one of us said it, but he goes, how long will it take before Ty Law's yelling at one of his teammates? First pass they completed for like 20 yards. There he was yelling at, was it Antoine Harris?
Yep.
You know?
And then I asked about it after the game, and oh, boy. Really? It didn't go too well.
He chewed you out?
Well.
Yeah, we got into it a little
like
bit.
Like he chewed out his own teammate on national television?
He said, next question. And then I stood there and waited until the interview was over. And then he looked back at me and said, now what the are you talking about? And then we had a little exchange. And I told him, I said, I was going to rip you for it. and I wanted to come ask you about it. You know, I'm not. I could have just written what I was going to write.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that would be fair.
Brian from FIU goes on to say, does the NFL or individual teams make public or all of the scores from the Wonderlic tests issued during the combine? I have found a spattering of scores on the internet, but I'm looking for the scores of the current Patriots roster. Bledsoe scored very high, a 37, when he was tested, much better than fellow QBs such as Aikman Marino, who practically failed, and Favre. I heard Ben Watson scored high last year. How important are these tests? Which member of the PFW and Progress crew would score the highest?
Andy Hart.
My money is on Brian Moore just because of his
laughable name.
Big shout out to Mac in Somerville.
Excuse me. I believe when I administered the Wonderlic test to the office, and I believe Andy, 34?
I don't know what it was. It was the highest.
Andy got the highest score, I think.
By like one or something.
Yeah. So, Andy Hart, I got to give it to him.
And that's a myth about the Patriots that is not accurate, that they have all their guys are great Wonderlic guys.
Yeah,
they're
ridiculous.
Not. No. I think for the most part, all their guys, if you had a Wonderlic that was based solely on football, would do very well. But they have drafted plenty of guys who finished in the bottom. There was one draft where I think, if I remember correctly, they drafted three players that were the worst at their position on the Wonderlic test.
Yeah.
So it's a myth that I don't know where it comes from, but it's incorrect.
I think it all counts, but in the end,
because the one, I mean,
some things can override others easily.
The Wonderlic test, I mean, like there's guys, I don't know what like Lawyer Malloy got on the Wonderlic test, and I'm certainly not going to question the man's intelligence, okay? But I bet you that he is a lot more football smart than general smart.
Right.
And I don't know if that's bad to say, but, you know, he's the type of guy that can see something go on the field, process it, and know what to do right away. You know, and I think that's what's more important. So the Wonderlic test, you know, it's part of the equation, you know, but when you get to talk to a guy, like, you know, Bill, if it's a defensive back or whatever, you know, he tells a story about how he watched film with Lawyer. And Lawyer could recall plays and adjustments he made in college when he was coming out that year, because Bill was here in 96 and worked out Lawyer. And they watched tape, and he'd say, oh, on this play we did this, and we wrote, when we saw this, we adjusted, you know, and he knew. And so it's not just, the Wonderlic test is, I don't think it's fair to call it an intelligence test. Right. It's a limited intelligence test.
And I don't think it's a shot to say that a guy is football smart. I mean, that's his profession.
No,
that's his
absolutely.
Career.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's people, scientists who, you know, sometimes, you know, common sense just appear to be idiots.
I mean, when we tell you can't write, okay, that is something that you should take personally. But
I hate you.
All right. Do you know how to take a break?
Yeah.
I do now, but I don't know if it's working. Should I try it?
I was going to say we might take a break. And
this is John Madden and Tom Brady.
We're good.
If you're the kind of guy that needs
but I can still hear
Yeah, someone who simply can't live without hard-hitting action, last-second comebacks, and intense play-by-play.
If you want an all-you-can-eat NFL buffet, you need Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know why? Because every Sirius subscription comes with the Sirius exclusive NFL Sunday Drive at no extra charge.
Sirius lets you listen to the entire NFL. It even displays scores right on your Sirius receiver.
You can follow your favorite team wherever you are, at home, in the car, every week, everywhere.
Still hungry? You also get the Sirius NFL radio channel, league news, interviews, so you can satisfy your NFL cravings 24/7.
And if you like to tailgate, you got to get the Sirius Boombox.
Right now, there's a special offer on Sirius Satellite Radio for Patriots fans. To find out all about it, go to Patriots.com today. The NFL and the NFL Sunday Drive are registered trademarks of the National Football League.
NFL fans, your trough is open.
This is one time you don't have to watch your appetite.
From first round pick in 2001 in Super Bowl 36.
Steps up in the pocket, he's headed sack. Richard Seymour. The Patriots, terrific rookie first round draft pick.
To three-time Pro Bowler and two-time All-Pro.
Ball is loose. Picked up by Richard Seymour at the 40, 45. Down the left sideline. Richard Seymour goes the distance. Touchdown,
number 93 helped your New England Patriots win two of the last three Super Bowls. And now you can get a Richard Seymour autographed collectible mini helmet absolutely free. To take advantage of this incredible offer, all you need to do is apply for the Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Get your Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free Patriots replica mini helmet. helmet autographed by Richard Seymour. Patriots extra points because fans want contact too.
I'd like to talk to you about a new checking account with unrivaled convenience. It's called Fleet Access Checking, and it's available free with direct deposit. But it's more than just free checking. It has no minimum balance requirement, and you'll enjoy free bill payment with free online banking. And if your check card is ever lost or stolen and used, just report it promptly and you're protected. Fleet Access Checking offers unlimited transactions at the largest network of ATMs and branches in the Northeast. And now, because we're part of Bank of America, Fleet Access Checking also includes free access to your cash at the Bank of America ATM network. Together, that adds up to over 16,000 ATMs coast-to-coast and unparalleled convenience. In the near future, Fleet branches will take on the Bank of America name, giving you access to even more banking products and benefits than ever before. Fleet Access Checking is the checking account that stands alone. To open an account, visit any Fleet branch. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to PFW in Progress. Fred Kirsch, Brian Morey, and Andy Hart. As soon as we went to that break, they just burned their
pigs
way to the lunchroom.
Those pigs.
So Brian Lowe is filling in here. Brian, of course, the host of Patriots Video News. And Brian, your newfound notoriety down here is really overwhelming. I mean, what happened yesterday is something that we haven't seen since the Beatles came over from England.
Well, since Houston last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, chanting your name and yelling out PVN.
It was extraordinary. I mean, it's a good thing I carry a few Sharpies around.
Right. So now you have this on last night's show, so some people can watch.
Yeah.
Watch the reaction for themselves on PVN.
Oh yeah.
But today is really the first day that we're having reports selected from the two camps.
Right. This will be key.
So we're going to be introducing our new addition.
Well, we introduced her on Friday.
But maybe people missed
it. Yeah, maybe people missed it. Of course, they're archived. You can
That's
check
true.
It. But today's the big day.
But this, besides her just saying hello, how you doing, she's
That's
actually
right.
going to be
That's right.
filing her
oh,
first
Brian,
report.
Oh, Brian, there's a chair over there somewhere. Oh, okay. Then when Andy comes back, I'll tell
so
him.
So filing her first report from the Eagles camp.
Yes,
so
yes. Over there as we speak right now. They're Alicia and Bob are getting our PVN's first opportunity to hear from Andy Reid and the selected players that are available from the Eagles. I'm not even sure who they are.
Yeah.
I know who the Patriots have available today, who we'll get to hear from.
Corey Dillon,
Brewski, Vrabel, two wideouts, Branch and Givens, and Vinatieri.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
We get a good sampling. Different guys from yesterday.
Great,
so.
Great.
And then I think starting tomorrow, we get everybody.
Now,
everybody is available.
The other thing you guys are going to be doing is vignettes.
Absolutely.
You're going to be doing, like we did last year, the Super Bowl vignettes.
Yeah.
And those are, you know, more fun.
Yeah, more flavor of the Super Bowl atmosphere. I mean, the PVN, you're going to get your quote-unquote news. There rarely is news coming out of, you know, during this week. But we'll be covering the team like we do all during the week. And then the vignettes, our aim is to just kind of get some more of the flavor of the Super Bowl experience around Jacksonville. And,
great.
Of course, Bob Doyle's very, very popular man on the street.
Right.
We're going to be looking to top that once again.
We call, around here, we call him the offbeat Bob Doyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's offbeat.
He is offbeat. Absolutely.
See here?
Where is...
Nah.
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Well, hey, it's my pleasure. Anytime. You know where to find me.
I know you got a lot of work to do.
Oh, yes we do. We're going to be heading over very soon to the Prime F. Osborne
Well, I'm going with you, right? Aren't I going with you?
No, I think there's going to be another...
How am I getting there?
Well, I think you guys are going right after... You got plenty of time.
I need a driver. I need someone to drive me.
Well, if you trust Brian Morey or Andy Hart, I think they're going to be driving together. So, is that right? Yeah, I think you guys are going around 2 or 2:15.
Okay.
But we gotta check out the scene for some vignettes.
Okay.
We gotta leave soon.
Viganitis.
Vignettis.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Brian Lowe.
Right.
And make sure you heard it on PV.
That's
no,
right.
Make
tell
sure,
your friends about it.
Make
too.
Sure your friends tell you you heard it on. No.
Yes.
Make sure that your friends hear you. No. I don't know how it goes.
Whatever.
But anyway, watch PVN tonight. Okay.
To see the new host.
Right. We've already talked about Andy.
Reporter.
All right. Neil, let's get to some emails. Brian's back. Andy's back. Dave Dudek, what are you doing? Sit down.
Wow.
Put the headphones on and do your job. Let's go. No, I'm only kidding. Do we like the kid, Dave? Neil from North Branch says, Michigan, he says he's glad we had a good trip. Thank you. Pete Prisco on the show. We're talking about maybe getting him on the show later on this week. as my computer turns off. He says, well, if he is the best you can get, I guess that is that. But let's face it, guys, he is basically the most hated reporter by Patriots fans on the internet. His journalism is so inadequate that he spends vast amounts of time stirring up Patriots fans, one week calling the team the best, the next day putting them down. Vic Carucci would be a better move. Looking forward to an outstanding week from you guys. I'm sorry Paul is not with you. You guys are like the Patriots, good individually, but far better as a team.
Well, that's good to know. Think about Pete Briscoe. If we have him on, maybe
that's why we have him on.
Maybe we'll take some emails.
Yeah, you guys can yell at him and, you know, see what he has to say.
Maybe we can get him in person.
He's not allowed in the team hotel.
He's not. We can't.
I don't want him in here.
Okay.
All right. Neil also says, may I be the first to offer Jennifer a place to stay if she comes to Detroit for the Super Bowl? I'm sure I can find a spare bed or two in our house. Whoa. I'll tell the wife later.
Whoa.
Whoa. What are you going to tell her?
A family show.
Hey, I brought over a friend and maybe. Oh, Brian, you're right. Detroit is a bad place. You don't want to be anywhere near the downtown area. But let me say Ford Field is stunning.
No, we've been there. It's terrific.
Yeah.
It's dead to me, dude.
It might be the best new facility in the league. You have to like indoor facilities. I'm not a huge fan of indoor facilities. However, Ford Field was...
It's nicer than Reliant.
Ford Field was stunning. Reliant was really good, too. I think they're close. But Ford Field was incredible.
All right. Our original circulation manager, Jason Ricker, is emailing us.
Wow.
Jason was with Patriots Football Weekly from the start. You know, I remember him, you know, having to take off all his jewelry, his ring and his watch, because there were so many orders for PFW that he'd have to type in. His arms would get tired from the extra weight. I'm serious.
Or because his ring was like 4 sizes too big.
Well, yeah, but he would take off all his stuff and he'd put it in and he'd start putting the orders in.
I think it was because he ate so much food that his arms got heavy.
Well, yeah, he ate a lot of food and he never gained weight, so... Anyway, Jason,
be so lucky.
Jason's back home on the home front. He has a serious question. He has two questions. One serious.
About Sirius Satellite Radio?
I'll do the not serious one first. Do they have cheese fries in Jacksonville? That's what he wants to know.
I don't know. Haven't been to Jacksonville.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
We're in De La Ghetto.
Sorry, Jason.
His serious question, though, is what did you guys think of Holly's book?
No comment. No,
why?
I didn't read it.
Oh, okay.
I plan to, but I haven't read it yet, so I can't comment. By all accounts, though, everyone I talk to seems to find the information revealed.
By all accounts, including Bill Belichick, rave reviews.
I don't think Bill Belichick gave it a rave review. New York Times absolutely destroyed it.
They ripped it. They ripped it. But I don't think it was that bad. You know, from what I read, I didn't read the whole thing, but. I mean,
a book like that's not about how it's written necessarily. It's about what it says.
Belichick couldn't be that unhappy with it because he still comes around and seems to be.
Players are handing him balls in the middle of the game.
He seems to be pretty chummy with everybody, so I don't think. You didn't see that, Rodney Harrison?
Rodney Harrison ran off the sideline after the pick of Peyton Manning in the end zone.
Oh,
ran
yeah?
on the sideline, handed the ball to the front row. Oh, Michael Holly.
Wow.
So.
What do you think about that?
What?
What do you think about guys?
I agree with Michael Felger. That's fine. Do what you want, but get a life.
I mean, I just think like my question is as a journalist. Okay, we don't have to get into this too deeply, but because I know this bores the heck out of people. But where is the line?
Is he a journalist?
Is he? Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he's a TV
personality. It's like we heard
now.
Stephen A. Smith on WEEI last week, who by all accounts does a good job covering the NBA for ESPN. You know, I think he's a well-rounded sports personality. He's a writer, but now he's a TV personality as well.
I don't care. If you're still a writer, I think there's a certain standard you have to hold yourself to that you can drop.
But he said
just in the media.
He was talking about Tio being off crutches a week after his surgery and saying, but I didn't tell anybody because he didn't want me to. Now, what's your responsibility there? If someone, I can see, you know, being in the same situation, listen, You can't write this, but and not writing it. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm wondering what you guys think.
It depends on how you found out about it. If you found out about it through your investigative journalism,
but he was sitting in his living room.
Well, then he shouldn't, because he was there as a friend, right?
But should you be friends with the? No, he was there with an exclusive interview, I think.
Oh.
But should you be friends with the people you cover?
It's a good question. I mean, it makes it difficult for you.
I mean, some wise man once told me that there's no such thing as objectivity anymore.
That's true.
And I fought him tooth and nail.
And who's that? Fred?
Yeah. And I had, we had a big argument on the way to Hartford, as a matter of fact, to cover the Patriots' alleged move to Hartford.
Coming back, actually, but yeah.
Whatever. And, you know, I fought him tooth and nail, and I was wrong. Dead wrong. There's no such thing as objectivity.
No, there isn't. Some are more...
I don't think there is.
Some people are less subjective than others, but no one is purely objective. It doesn't exist.
So what's more important, journalistic integrity, ethics, or getting information?
Well,
the balance.
I mean, what good is the information if you don't use it in your journalism?
Well, that's true.
You know?
But presumably
you're
getting
other information. What good is what you do?
Right. So it's one of those enigmas wrapped in a riddle, I guess. But I think, you know, it depends on where you want to go with your profession. If you want to be, you know, how do you want to be known? If you want to be known as the player's friend, like a lot of these people we know, you're not going to go very far. You're not going to, you know.
Whoa, I'm not sure about that.
Like, there's a couple of guys. I mean, I can't think of anybody specific off the top of my head. But I'm sure there's a couple of guys that would be the type of guys I would hang out with that are in that locker room, you know, like play golf with or whatever. But I would never really do it unless I was doing it for a story, like, you know, golf with Roosevelt Colvin. Maybe he throws his clubs. Maybe it's a funny, you know, maybe he's a hothead on the golf. And there's some fun, off-the-beaten-path, non-football-related story there.
But what if you do that and while you're playing the round of golf, he pulls out a joint and starts smoking weed?
You know,
just a hypothetical. Do you report that?
Probably not.
The late Will McDonough.
I mean, in all honesty.
You know, Will McDonough was always known as a guy who, you know, if you were his friend, he'd always back you up. If you weren't, or if you hurt one of his friends, he'd rip you. But this is a guy who, you know, was the, you know, as big an NFL insider as you'd want, but I mean, he's playing golf with Parcells and playing golf with Bill Belichick,
which is how he got information.
But he still ripped Belichick. You know, he didn't seem to worry about that stuff. You know,
I don't know. He ripped Belichick after the Parcells divorce because he was closer to Parcells.
I know, but you know,
he just picked his battle.
Scott from Washington, he says, regarding coordinators, I always had this feeling from the day he was hired that Dean Pease was in line to be the next defensive coordinator. I've been talked out of thinking this way by all those who think it will be Mangini, so I'll have to say that Pease is still a dark horse candidate, but I've put it out there before and I'll stay by it.
Could be.
He could be.
He's been a head coach.
Although he's also a guy that Miami reportedly unofficially asked permission to speak with.
Right.
And was unofficially denied.
I mean, I don't know how many coaches you can let go to your division rival. Now, if Mangini's contract expires, that presents a different situation. Then he's free to go.
Which, by all reports, it does.
Hmm. And I know some other coaches expire today, which means I'm sure they're extended a week. But
all right. Scott goes on to say, regarding Prisco, I don't want to get too down on the guy, but I just don't understand how that guy has a job as a sports writer. Forget what he writes. The way Patriots fans get on him, etc., I don't know much about that. I just marvel that the guy has a job based on the quality of things I've read on the web. His stuff is no better and often worse than the average stuff you see on a chat board. His stuff is just lame wisecracks and pick-the-winner stuff. I don't read him because of the very low quality of stuff I've seen in the past, so correct me if I'm wrong that he's not actually the boss's son-in-law or something, but how this guy is even in the business is beyond me.
Wow, we're in his hometown, I believe, and he's getting killed. He covered the team. He covered the Jaguars, I believe. And then from there got the job at Sportsline. So, you know, he's made his hay, apparently, in the business and gone up to a national job. It's more than we could say. So, you know, I mean, listen, I think the guy likes to have fun with Patriots fans now. When I talk to him, I see him in press boxes. And we always chat about it, how he comments about how Patriots fans email him hate mail and stuff like that and just absolutely rip him up and down. And he thinks it's funny. He has fun with it. And, you know, I know he told me he was gonna write something really positive after the Pittsburgh game. And I was like, yeah, too late, Pete. Yeah. They hate you.
Phil from Austin, I know there are thousands of diehard Patriots fans like me, and most of them would just give about anything to be in Jacksonville this week. I enjoy your show primarily because you guys don't have the cynical attitude that most of the Boston media types have. Enjoy your week, Have a good time and tell the fans in frigid places like Malden, Michigan, and Maine how much fun it is to be part of Super Bowl week. Please leave the Jacksonville hatchet pieces to the tired old hacks from the mainstream media outlets.
I concur.
I agree.
I concur.
Yep.
I will not be critical of Jacksonville.
Me neither.
Maybe some of the hotel opportunities. Yeah, I mean, they don't have – they're supposed to have 17,000 hotel rooms.
Well, we're not in
Jacksonville. They only have, 14. They had to bring boats in.
I would have liked to have
been. Obviously, they promised the town a Super Bowl.
Right. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
This is John Madden and Tom Brady here. If you're the kind of guy that needs a steady diet of NFL football.
Yeah, someone who simply can't live without hard-hitting action, last-second comebacks, and intense play-by-play.
If you want an all-you-can-eat NFL buffet, you need Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know why? Because every Sirius subscription comes with a Sirius exclusive NFL Sunday Drive at no extra charge.
Sirius lets you listen to the entire NFL. It even displays scores right on your Sirius receiver.
You can follow your favorite team wherever you are, at home, in the car, every week, everywhere.
Still hungry? You also get the Sirius NFL radio channel, league news, interviews, so you can satisfy your NFL cravings 24/7.
And if you like to tailgate, you gotta get the Sirius boombox.
Right now, there's a special offer on Sirius Satellite Radio for Patriots fans. To find out all about it, go to Patriots.com today. The NFL and the NFL Sunday Drive are registered trademarks of the National Football League.
NFL fans, your trough is open.
This is one time you don't have to watch your appetite.
From first round pick in 2001 in Super Bowl 36.
Steps up in the pocket, he's hit and sacked. Richard Seymour. The Patriots' terrific rookie first round draft pick.
To three-time Pro Bowler and two-time All-Pro.
Ball is loose. Picked up by Richard Seymour at the 40, 45. Down the left sideline. Richard Seymour goes the distance. Touchdown, Patriots!
Number 93 helped your New England Patriots win two of the last three Super Bowls. And now you can get a Richard Seymour autographed collectible mini helmet absolutely free. To take advantage of this incredible offer, all you need to do is apply for the Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Get your Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free Patriots replica mini helmet autographed by Richard Seymour. Patriots extra points because fans want contact too.
Dunkin' Donuts brings you the daily latte ritual of Kevin Daly, greeting card writer.
At breakfast, I always think of things that rhyme, you know, toast, most, cereal, ethereal. Then on my walk to work, I stop at the drugstore and see if anyone's reading my cards and getting emotional. At the office, I try to get inspired by looking at pictures of sunsets and butterflies and lighthouses. But around mid-afternoon, things get a little hazy and I stop feeling sentimental, you know. And that's the time for a Dunkin' Donuts latte. It's the perfect thing. It gets my mind going. I get my rhythm back and things seem to brighten up. That means a lot to me, especially when I've got a whole afternoon ahead of me trying to find a word that rhymes with anniversary.
Real espresso, steamed milk, made just for you. When your day needs a lift, have a latte at Dunkin' Donuts and bring yourself back.
Introducing the new cinnamon stick from Dunkin' Donuts. Served warm, delicious, and formidable. It's the ideal way to start your day. Dunkin' Donuts, bring yourself back. Price and participation may vary, limited time only.
Let's go live to News Chopper 51. Jack, what's happening?
Lisa, we've been flying over New England's top mountains. They look great. Killington, Mount Snow, Sugarloaf USA, Attitash, and Sunday River, all open. It's weird, though. There are Ford Explorers on every road, as far as I can see.
Does this have anything to do with the free season passes?
The what?
With the purchase of a new Ford Explorer, you get two all-for-one season passes, plus up to $6,245 in total savings or financing as low as 0%.
Up to $6,245 or financing as low as 0%. I gotta go.
Jack? We seem to have lost Jack. Oh, this just in. We have a report of a traffic jam near a local Ford dealer caused by a helicopter landing. Details at 11. Now on to weather.
Well, at Killington, Mount Snow, Sugarloaf USA, Attitash, and Sunday River, it's snowing. So get to your New England Ford dealer now through January 3rd. Buy a new Explorer and get those two free all-for-one season passes.
Not all buyers will qualify. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 1305. See dealer for complete details.
Hey, what's up? Sitting here, watching the playoffs. Oh yeah, it's wild.
Wild.
I'm drinking a wild cherry Pepsi here, and I'm going wild.
I see that.
Try one.
Wild.
Hey, bro, a chandelier just fell on your foot.
Ouch. Wild. What's that?
Sounds wild. I'm close.
Pizza's here. Great game.
Wild. Go wild over the NFL playoffs with a new bolder taste of Wild Cherry Pepsi and Diet Wild Cherry Pepsi. And for a limited time, get $10 cash back when you stock up on your favorite Pepsi and Frito-Lay products.
Hey, wanna hear something wild? That was the last Wild Cherry Pepsi. Just kidding. Wild.
See mail and rebate form on specially marked Pepsi products for details. Purchase multiple Pepsi and Frito-Lay products between December 26, 2004 and February 9, 2005 and postmark rebate request by February 23, 2005. Limit one rebate per address or household.
This is PFW in progress.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch. Brian Morey.
We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life.
Paul Perillo.
Everything's under control. Situation normal. Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And Andy. And Andy?
Lando Calrissian. Scoundrel, you'd like him.
Hello, what have we here?
Andy Hart.
Come on, and old buddy, don't let me down.
Frank the Tank.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
It's not impossible. I used to bullseye Womp Rats in my T-16 back home. They're not much better than a team either.
PFW in progress.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
And coming up after the show, John Rook and Patriots Playbook.
And welcome. Don't tell me to come back until the thing is not... It's...
Can't forget the webmaster, Dave Dudek.
Like that, your father.
Dave's pointing at me. He's telling me to come back, and the show, the intro's still going on. Come
Let's
on.
See what happens if you let a big hairy beast run the board over there.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Chewbacca.
No. We just had a little mini crisis. One of our PBS guys couldn't get into the media center, so we sent Brian Lowe and Bob Doyle on their stallion to go save the day. So
how are they going to save the day?
They're going to save the day. They're going to come in with their cameras.
They have real credentials.
And they're going to film, you know, what needs to be filmed for the Eagles report.
Is it just Keith that couldn't get in?
No, it was Bob Chaim.
Chaim.
So.
Oh, that's what that one is. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Were you scared to play that one?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that one, but.
All right.
I haven't scrolled through every one of them.
So we'll see if we can avert this this little crisis.
Andy, they do not have cookies.
I checked. I told
no,
you.
No, but I really checked.
You went in the player area?
Brian, I will
be getting an email.
I didn't go in the player area.
Am I going to get
I
a call from
I peeked around the
Belichick?
Corner, and the lady said, oh, can I help you with
the
cookies?
Kind German lady?
I was just wondering if there were any cookies meeting. Back there. And she goes, you're welcome to come look. And that's when I drew the line. She goes, I don't think there is, but you can come look. And I said, no, I'm good.
Was it the German lady?
No. Whatever
she's
it is.
Very nice.
That's when you turn around and Belichick's standing behind you. And he goes, what are you looking for?
Bam, I got it.
Jennifer says, the NFL didn't start releasing all the Wonderlic scores until last year. Before that, you could find some scores here and there, but only if it's been in some story or something. And I believe Malloy scored a 9.
I don't think the league releases
them. I don't think they do either.
Somebody leaks them.
Right. Yeah. They're usually available. We usually end up with them at some point.
She wants to know what the average score of the guys that Belichick drafts. No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
We could probably research it.
It's
and
really
find
not
it out.
That important.
It's, no.
But Fred, now, you always talk about, you know, things, fans and what they like and being jaded and all that stuff. When it comes to draft time, they want every available nugget they can get.
Oh, I know.
So Wonderlic scores are just as important as 40 time.
I'm just saying an overall, you know, selection of the guy. It's not like a guy gets killed because he has a bad Wonderlic score.
Well, I think it depends somewhat on what position he plays, for one.
Yeah, I bet quarterbacks get hurt with bad Wonderlics.
Sure.
I mean, Dan Marino didn't have a good score, you said, so what does it really mean? But
well, he was stoned at the time.
Maybe that's why he never won anything.
You can ride both sides of the fence so bad.
Hey, Jamie from Houston is writing in. He says,
hey, Jam.
He's got two quotes he wants to coin and get royalties on a T-shirt. One is Patriots February 6th, Super Bowl 39. We've got a date with Dynasty. That's
okay.
The quote. And then on the back, It says, welcome to Title Town, Reverend Belichick presiding, and the Kool-Aid tastes great.
Fred, send those to Ken Flanders.
Did you mention mine when they win and they have a t-shirt with all three rings, the Bling Dynasty?
Bling Dynasty. That's
another, not bad. That's not good, bad. We should good. Ask We should ask Tion what he thinks about that. That's
Who's it. Tion?
Tion. How do you say it? Tion?
Tion.
Tion.
He left.
Let's not every time something has a Chinese reference, you know, ask.
Well, you started it.
You started it. You said, oh, you know something when he was over there?
Yes, you did. What? Oh, my God.
I don't recall that.
I do.
I don't recall such a racist thing like that.
Fred, some woman just emailed me the cover. I can't open it, unfortunately, but it's a preview of the cover of the Super Bowl 39 New England Patriots Championship DVD.
Really?
Really.
Somebody emailed you that cover?
Yeah, I can't open it, though. I don't know what's wrong with the email system.
How come I didn't get it?
I don't know, but I can't open it and can't save it to my desktop.
Is this just something that somebody created themselves?
No, no, no. She said she works for Time Warner Video or something.
Oh, that's the one that they're making.
I know what we do. We put it on the website.
Do you already have it? No.
Put it on the website, front page.
What are we, the Colts?
I'm kidding.
All right.
Neil. He's going to come show it to us.
Neil writes again.
No, Dudek is.
That's what I mean.
I thought you said he.
He's going to show it to us in a thumbnail.
I can't see that from here.
It's just like,
big
deal. But see, that's the problem. That thing comes out so fast after the game. But
that's good for you.
No, it isn't.
Because yours is better. It comes out later.
Yeah, I know, but all the people spend their money on that, and then...
I think people... So New England fans now know.
I'm telling people right now, spread the word. Go ahead and buy that if you want, but if you want all the, you know, the excellent behind-the-scenes stuff, you got to wait a little bit.
Three games to glory.
Let's not jump ahead of ourselves. Neil writes in again. He says, yeah, mention an item I was waiting to bring up at the appropriate time, so I must say my piece now and have it raised today.
Uh-oh.
He says, I thought the Michael Holley's book was utter garbage.
Whoa.
I feel I could have written a much better book myself, and I am no journalist. My first thought when I put the book down was regret that one of you guys were not given that same opportunity. All of you are more accomplished than this guy. Talk about the chance of a lifetime gone to waste. The quality of the actual written word was schoolboy level.
Wow.
And thought the composition of the book was unbelievably naive and made little sense.
Wow.
I was so looking forward to reading this, and even today, a month later, I am disgusted.
Is this the guy who wrote the New York Times review?
It sounds like it, boy.
Jeez. Michael Holley, not
scathing.
Our fans.
Scathing.
Guess it's a good thing he got out of the writing business. Now he's a talking head.
Well,
a well-paid talking head.
I mean, all I know is that there were some nuggets that came out of that no one knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why you buy a book like that.
But with
that.
A guy with behind-the-scenes access for 2 years, 3 years, whatever it was, you would think there'd be more than just a couple nuggets coming out.
Well, we've ignited some talk about this because Scott also says, I haven't read Holley's book, but I really enjoyed Pepper Johnson's book,
One
for All.
I enjoyed Pepper's book, too.
I think my favorite line was this, where Pepper was talking about Belichick's incredible work ethic. I've never seen him yawn. That cracks me up, but I don't doubt it's true. So what's keeping Belichick up late this week? What's his biggest concern regarding the Eagles on either offense or defense?
Brian Westbrook.
Now, you know what I think his biggest concern is? His own team playing well. I think that's his biggest concern.
That was his...
Because he knows if they do, they'll win.
That was his statement. See, I think...
Are you kidding me?
I think guys like McNabb and Westbrook are X-factors. I think you can play well, and if they can beat you.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I can't play that game with Brian. He's not as quick as Gary on the buttons.
I know. I'm expecting Brian to do something.
No, Gary.
We're just sitting here.
Gary does it like a typewriter. Like he.
Right.
You know.
You have to scroll through and take your time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where all the Belichick cuts are. And I mean, I know they're in. I can scroll through the Belichick cuts now. See.
This Colvin House is good aligned, but
PFW and friends, huh? Pick a winner.
See, I can get all the Belichicks out.
Yeah, that's good.
Boy.
It's an amazing machine, though.
It is terrific.
It's
like it.
It's like a TiVo where you can go exactly to what you want.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know where the keys are.
So it'd be a Ravo or something.
A Ravo?
Radio instead of TiVo.
That's the other thing. I don't even know what all the... Like, it's some of these, like, it says, Fred, all right. I don't know what that is.
Press it.
All right. Ooh. What was that?
What I wanted to do before, which I was too slow and it lost its luster, was this one that I have to find. See, that's why I have
still
to find
losing
it.
Its luster.
I can't talk.
That's what I was looking for.
Fred, what do you think the X factor is? What is Bill Belichick worrying about? Just his team? You have no worries that if the Eagles show up and play a good game, that they can beat you?
No, I think that if both teams play to the best, the Patriots win, and I think that's what Bill believes, and that's what he's concerned with, his team playing well.
See, I think the duo of Westbrook and McNabb, with their athleticism, big play, kind of improvisational, is that a word? Skills can make you look bad even if you're playing well. You know what I mean? They can take you out of your game because they're not going to do what's drawn up on the play. You know, we saw that play where he scrambles for whatever it was, 15 seconds, and right, then beats you for a touchdown.
That's, you can't let a guy do that. You just can't let him.
But, I mean, he has something to say about that.
Right, and you go back and you look at, like, Super Bowl 31. I mean, Bill Belichick was a defensive assistant on this team, and they gave up two long touchdown passes that obviously somebody screwed up.
Yeah. That's what he's concerned about.
And Andy Reid was an assistant on the other team.
That's what he's concerned about, guys screwing up.
He's been reviewing his notebooks this week from those games.
Hey, Paul has sent us a couple emails.
Paul Pearl? Yeah.
From home? What's the return address? Is it Patriots or is it his home?
No, it looks like he's doing it for... but
he went into the network from home now.
He says, Brian's eating too much while he's talking again. I'm waiting for him to start licking his fingers pretty soon.
I don't think the Patriots will change their approach.
Their what? So, Brian,
can I just ask you a question?
He's watching. He's listening to you.
Suck it.
I wish Paul had been here. He would have been funny the last day or so. He would have been very... volatile.
Unbelievable.
He's calling you out.
Paul, what are you writing today?
We don't know.
He can't answer you.
Brian from New Jersey says, living down here in South Jersey, all we hear about is the Eagles and T.O. I think he's going to become a distraction to the team, and the Eagles will fall.
I disagree with a distraction comment. I think that, if anything, it takes the attention away from some of the other issues. I mean, what would be better right now for them to get this Freddie Mitchell thing dead and buried than to have T.O. come out and do something blasphemous? You know? It would just be T.O. being T.O., and they would all just dismiss it. It wouldn't be a distraction.
Well, Donovan McNabb did his best yesterday to kind of bury the Mitchell stuff by going overboard and listing Rodney Harrison, Eugene Wilson, all the players' names, talking about how great they are. They don't get enough credit. It's all the scheme talk. And so McNabb has done his part to really downplay the Mitchell things. And frankly, Mitchell hasn't said much since the original comments. It's been all Patriots players responding to his initial lack of respect. And they continue to respond. We'll see if they respond today. There'll be a new set of six available at the media center. See what they think.
But it was Rodney, really, that keeps that flame burning.
Right. But Troy Brown was involved. Willie McGinest was involved. I mean, we'll see. You know, Mike Vrabel will get to talk today, I think, as one of the players. We'll see if he has any comment, you know, guys like that.
He'll totally downplay it. I was there when he was asked about it last week by ESPN, the reporter from ESPN. What's her name?
Rachel Nichols. Boo.
She asked him about it, and what she said was, Freddie Mitchell doesn't know the names of your cornerbacks. Do you have any response to that? And he said, nah, I know the names to our cornerbacks, and that's all I really care about. You know, so he totally went the other way.
He's no fun. Rodney's fun. Rodney talks about Mitchell drinking before he makes the comments, and he's not afraid to say anything.
Rodney does not resist the bait.
Even yesterday when someone asked, you know, why do you guys have the green light this week to respond to these things? Whoa, I don't need the green light. I'm a grown man. I say what I want to say. As long as I feel like I'm being respectful to my family, my teammates, and myself, I say what I want to say. And boy, he said a lot. No. Vander Jerk, he brought up again. He was all wound up yesterday.
It's because you got him going.
I did, actually. and I saw the PR. I was on one side of the podium. Rodney was in the middle. And on the other side was a representative from the Patriots PR department. When I asked a question and Rodney started popping off, that person started shaking their head.
Who was it? Casey?
Jared Puffer.
Oh. James from Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. I was watching the game of the week, Patriots at Steelers on NFL Network last week. After hearing that Brady was sick the night before the AFC Championship, I happened to notice that he was shying away from the other players, jumping around while celebrating the win.
Speaking of Jared Puffer, he must have heard me mention his name. He's upset again.
And did not look all that good then or when they presented the AFC trophy to them. My wife also saw it, and she said he looked like crap. I also heard that others on the team were tired late in the game from being sick. How are they doing now? If these rumors are true, then how much better do you think the team will play in the Super Bowl if everyone is finally healthy?
All I know is I have not seen any players carrying Pedialyte, and I did leading up to that game, so that's got to be a good sign.
Well, they...
I got to tell you, I feel like crap, but I'm sure glad I don't need Pedialyte.
Why?
Because that means you got something coming out.
Is Pedialyte gross?
No, Pedialyte is like a...
It's for kids, right?
Yeah, for kids when they have, you know, diarrhea or throw up, you know, they're vomiting and they have that kind of flu bug. It's to hydrate them.
Yeah, I knew that. I thought it was just when you had the flu to stay hydrated.
But it's really, really, really sweet. I mean,
ooh, I think
you'd rather have Gatorade.
I wonder if they mix it with like vodka or something.
Ugh. Although I have a buddy that when he knows he's going to be out drinking, buys a bottle of it and drinks it before he goes to bed.
Really?
Well, you know what's good for that?
To avoid
the
hangover.
When you think you might be getting sick or if you know you're going...
Airborne.
Airborne.
What is airborne?
I don't know, but he obviously has stock in the company or something because he won't shut up.
No, it's good stuff.
What is it?
It comes in a tube and they're like these chalk tablets. You throw them in a glass of water and it dissolves like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
And you just down it. And it keeps you from getting sick.
Can I just take like echinacea or something?
Echinacea?
Ginkgo biloba? Ginseng?
An herb that is supposed to help you resist.
Yeah, my mother used
to
take
Freddie?
That.
What's wrong, Freddie? You're all distraught.
Ah, my email's gone down.
Oh, man.
Oh, so maybe that's why I couldn't open that picture. I have an email. I got a Dave Dudek email.
Could be.
What the heck is going on?
The DVD photo did what? You sent over a DVD, you know, crashed the network?
I think that's what happened.
Duder, did you do that?
Duder'd all the computers.
Are you spreading viruses?
Duder.
From those porn sites you go to.
See, Dave Dudek is a contradiction. He's a living contradiction. He's
the
like,
dude,
he really
man.
Knows a lot
Dave
about computers,
Dudek.
But he breaks them. You know, it's
give us
like
a call on our
everything
request
he touches,
line.
It breaks. But he knows all about them. I don't understand how it is. I don't break anything, and I don't know anything about computers.
Me either.
And he's the webmaster of our website.
But the website looks good.
Yeah. If our network hadn't crashed and we could get to it.
All right. Let's take a break and I'll see if I can get my computer going again.
This is John Madden and Tom Brady here. If you're the kind of guy that needs a steady diet of NFL football.
Yeah, someone who simply can't live without hard-hitting action, last-second comebacks, and intense play-by-play.
If you want an all-you-can-eat NFL buffet, you need Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know why? Because every Sirius subscription comes with the Sirius exclusive NFL Sunday Drive at no extra charge.
Sirius lets you listen to the entire NFL. It even displays scores right on your Sirius receiver.
You can follow your favorite team wherever you are, at home, in the car, every week, everywhere.
Still hungry? You also get the Sirius NFL radio channel, league news, interviews, so you can satisfy your NFL cravings 24/7.
And if you like to tailgate, you gotta get the Sirius boombox.
Right now, there's a special offer on Sirius Satellite Radio for Patriots fans. To find out all about it, go to Patriots.com today. The NFL and the NFL Sunday Drive are registered trademarks of the National Football League.
NFL fans, your trough is open.
This is one time you don't have to watch your appetite.
From first round pick in 2001 in Super Bowl 36.
Steps up in the pocket, he's headed sack. Richard Seymour. The Patriots, terrific rookie first round draft pick.
To three-time Pro Bowler and two-time All-Pro.
Ball is loose. Picked up by Richard Seymour at the 40, 45. Down the left sideline, Richard Seymour goes the distance. Touchdown,
number 93 helped your New England Patriots win two of the last three Super Bowls. And now you can get a Richard Seymour autographed collectible mini helmet absolutely free. To take advantage of this incredible offer, all you need to do is apply for the Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Get your Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free Patriots replica mini helmet autographed by Richard Seymour. Patriots extra points because fans want contact too.
I'd like to talk to you about a new checking account with unrivaled convenience. It's called Fleet Access Checking and it's available free with direct deposit. But it's more than just free checking. It has no minimum balance requirement and you'll enjoy free bill payment with free online banking. And if your check card is ever lost or stolen and used, just report it promptly and you're protected. Fleet Access Checking offers unlimited transactions at the largest network of ATMs and branches in the Northeast. And now, because we're part of Bank of America, Fleet Access Checking also includes free access to your cash at the Bank of America ATM network. Together, that adds up to over 16,000 ATMs coast to coast and unparalleled convenience. In the near future, Fleet branches will take on the Bank of America name, giving you access to even more banking products and benefits than ever before. Fleet Access Checking is the checking account that stands alone. To open an account, visit any Fleet branch. Member FDIC.
And back here on PFW in Progress, Fred Kirsch, Brian Morey, Andy Hart, working the board, DaveDudek.com. Make sure you go over there, check it out. All the stuff going on at DaveDudek.com.
All the unofficially licensed Super Bowl logos and
getting in trouble.
I don't know. Have you ever taken on the NFL legal department before this? What lawyer do you have on retainer at DaveDudek.com?
I think at first the league would want to go after him. By the time they were done, they'd be like, you know what, let him do what he wants. just stop calling us.
Use the logo. I don't care.
Giddy up.
Rick from Fort Lauderdale says, I don't know if this has been asked. Don't you think the whole Harrison Mitchell thing is being blown way out of proportion by the media?
No.
Bill Belichick commented on what was said.
No.
You don't think it's being blown out?
No. Rodney Harrison is the one who's blowing it up.
I thought,
because he keeps saying things.
No, I thought by
he did get asked.
But I thought by default.
He didn't have to answer. I just wanted to see if he would.
I thought by default all these things get blown out of proportion.
Well, the thing is that the Patriots, listen, the Patriots are very sensitive, okay? I mean, Tom Brady said at the rally the other day, if we play the way we're capable of, we'll be back here for a parade next week. That's no different than what Marcus Pollard said last year.
Correct.
After their first two playoff games when he said, you know, if we continue to play the way we are, you can just hand us the rings. Patriots took that. You know, that was their bulletin board material. There's no difference between those two comments.
Nope.
Only the Patriots could be favored on the road against a 15-1 team and claim to be disrespected. So.
But they do.
Okay. This is how they operate.
Tom in New Hampshire writes, great to hear you guys. I believe the key players in this game will be Daniel Graham.
Fred, can you talk into the mic?
Oh, am I not talking to the mic?
Yeah, it sounds funny. You're echoing all over the walls.
Oh. Well, we're not exactly in a soundproof room.
But you were way far away, and I was hearing it all weird.
Is this better?
You were doing a Brian.
All right, great to hear you guys, he says. I believe the key players in this game will be Daniel Graham and his ability to be a devastating blocker, and I think he will be able to exploit the Eagles' linebackers in coverage. On defense, I think Eugene Wilson will play another great game and will have a major impact. And P.S., Management Secrets of the New England Patriots is a great book as well.
Really?
I've read that book.
That's the...
And what's your take?
I think that it's very informative, but it's a textbook.
It's
really written like a term paper because the author really didn't write anything. He just used everything else that everyone else wrote and footnoted it. Bingo. There's like 1,300 footnotes in the book.
Wow.
And... So
would you recommend it?
I would. You know, I think you should read it because it's actually a good. Years from now, it'll be an awesome reference book because it's got just about every quote on every subject that was made. But some of the quotes are writers' opinions.
Okay.
And, you know, you take that for what it's worth.
Right.
But he does have a lot of quotes that, you know, guys said. But like I said, it reads like a term paper.
Are there any PFW references?
There's Patriots.com, a lot of Patriots.com references, and they even reference PVN a couple times.
Really? It is what it is.
So
why didn't they send us a free copy?
Well, you could get it. I downloaded it from the net. I printed it out. It was 450 pages.
Are you kidding me?
What kind of book can you get for free off the internet?
Well, he was just sending it to media people so they could view it.
I have no idea.
So you still have it?
Yeah, it's in my office.
Huh. I might have to flip through it.
Yeah. Freddie Mitchell from Philly writes in. That's what it says.
Freddie, you didn't come down with the team?
Is there any way I can take back that comment about Rodney Harrison? I've worked really hard learning the entire secondary's name, and I'm really, really sorry. Please don't hit me, Rodney. Please, please, please.
No, Rodney's not going to hit you. He said the other trained assassin, Eugene Wilson, is going to hit you.
You know what's funny about that? I like when emailers do that. It's like, I don't know if you ever listened to the Jim Rome show, but they always email in with characters like, signed Freddie Mitchell, you know?
Right. Waterville, Maine, this is Joe. He says the only team I believe can beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl is the New England Patriots. I'm a little concerned about a letdown. It's so difficult to maintain the level of performance that the Pats have achieved over the course of the playoffs. While I believe the chances of an Eagles letdown is much greater, given the difficulty they've been having getting to the Super Bowl, it does concern me that if the Patriots come out flat and turn the ball over a few times, it could be a long evening. I just hope Brady gets another pregame nap. Is someone on the PFW staff going to let us know prior to the game if Tommy seems relaxed?
Sure. In terms of preparation, what do you think about the whole thing that's being made? The Patriots have this philosophy of building towards Sunday throughout the 2 weeks, you know, putting in whatever it is, 70% last week, starting over, kind of building again towards, so that's 6:30 Sunday, you're at, you know, full go. The Eagles, by all accounts, their game plan is in. This week is about tightening it up.
That's
and kind of.
Point.
What do you think about those two?
I think it's a bad approach by the Eagles. I heard, who said it Saturday?
It was Shaka.
He said that, you know.
I bet you Dave Spadaro at Eagles.com would think differently.
He said if we had to play we're ready to play today. We've got our game plan 100% installed and we're ready to go. And I just think that, you know, now you just got to, it's like studying too much for a test.
Right.
You know, Belichick always holds back a little bit. He'll introduce a whole bunch of new stuff. Not a whole bunch. I want to rephrase it. He'll introduce enough new stuff on Wednesday to keep this thing interesting.
Right.
You know what, though, Fred? Where do you think that Andy Reid, you know, developed his way to do it? I mean, he's really a byproduct of the 49ers system.
Yes.
Because, you know, he was a Mike Holmgren guy. Mike Holmgren was a Bill Walsh guy. So, you know, the 49ers did okay. I'm guessing that this is the way they did it.
Well, then how come Pete Carroll's not a head coach in the NFL? Just because he worked for somebody doesn't mean he's as good as the other guy.
I didn't say he was as good as. I'm saying that this maybe is where he got his routine. He said he kept...
Were there 2 weeks and 31?
Real detailed notes.
Maybe he's not doing it as exactly as...
There were 2 weeks and 31. Okay. Maybe this is exactly the way Mike Holmgren did it.
Maybe it isn't, though.
I don't know, but I'm guessing.
All we know is what this guy said.
And all we also know is whoever wins will be the right way.
Right.
Parcells sucks.
If the Eagles come out and win 35-14, they were right.
Or the Patriots play terribly.
That's right. The Eagles won't win. The Patriots will lose.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Mac in Somerville says...
I didn't know what that one was, so I played it.
You've lost control.
Oh, boy. He's just pushing buttons over there.
I just wanted to see what it was.
Fred, I think we should set up a debate between you and this Dave Spadaro guy.
Why?
Eagles.com.
Why?
That'd be good.
Because you two are very similar roles, very similar, you're kind of, you know, fans.
I was on JT the Brick right after him last week.
Is he in charge of the Eagles cheerleaders, too?
I don't know, but I read his stuff, and he's like you. He's Homer Simpson, big time. Big time Homer.
Well, that's his audience. That's
no, I know.
Reading his newspaper.
And that's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but Philly fans are just like us. I mean, do they just want pom-poms from us?
No.
That's why Fred takes care of the pom-poms. We do the news.
I've seen Dave Spadaro on TV. He's pretty good.
I have no idea. If you walk in here right now, I wouldn't know who
he is.
He's
very informative.
Are you willing to debate him?
On what?
Just this game. You know, issues will be brought up, and you two go at it.
Okay, so he says...
Break it down.
Sure.
He says 1 week you should be ready to go at the end of the first week and then just tighten it up in the second.
Oh, as far as that issue?
Yeah, you guys can go back and forth. I think that would be good.
Oh,
do they have a web radio show? Can we, like, merge web radio programs?
Because we both have a lot of head coaching experience.
No, but you both think you know it all.
You know? Look at him. Unbelievable. You know. This from, you know, size 7 and 8, 8.5 head. Mr. Cranium over here. Mr. Cranium.
Andy Hart mad! I was trying to just get Fred mad.
Max says, I don't understand the whole hubbub about Westbrook. I've watched quite a few Eagles games over the past 2 years, and to me... He just seems like an ever so slightly better Kevin Falk. Can you guys convince me otherwise? For what it's worth, I don't think shutting Westbrook down should be the key to the Patriots' defense.
I think it should be. I think it is the key to the game because I think he can beat you in so many different ways. He's going to put a lot of pressure on linebackers and safeties and corners even in the slot.
He did have 73 receptions.
He was fourth in the league in yards from scrimmage, and he missed, what, two games, three games? So, I mean...
He's good.
He's...
It's just him.
He's a rich man's Kevin Falk. He's an upgrade.
Right.
Let's see, Kathy from New York City. Do the Pats still have a roster spot open?
Yes.
Due to the release of Antoine Harris?
And yes.
If so, is there any indication how they intend on using that open spot?
Have we seen anybody that we shouldn't have seen?
No.
Okay.
We haven't seen anybody.
When is the last time?
I'm just wondering if you saw anybody. You know, I mean, I ran into Matt Chatham in the bathroom stall, so maybe you saw somebody and said, oh, that guy's not on the roster. Ooh, I wonder if he is.
When is the last time? Or has it ever happened? I don't know the answer. I'm just asking. A team has gone in with not a full roster into the Super Bowl.
Into the actual game?
Yeah.
Listen.
I don't know.
It's probably irrelevant.
They signed Ula Tuatelli
right
before.
Most trivia questions are. That's why they're called trivia. They're trivial.
I'm not saying your question is irrelevant.
He's getting worked up.
I'm saying that...
That's a question, and he's like, you know, I'm just curious.
I'm not saying that your question was bad. I'm saying the 53rd roster spot is irrelevant. It's you're only going to bring 45 to the game.
Andy, was my question, is the 53rd roster spot
Brent,
relevant?
No. He jumps to his own little conclusions.
Brian answers questions that weren't asked. And then he focuses on trying to find a soundbite to
No, I didn't try to
retort.
Find a soundbite.
No, but in 2001, I'm pretty sure they went into the Super Bowl with 52 and signed Tuatelli, correct?
Was that right?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I thought that's...
I'm just asking. I'm just curious. That's all. You don't have to jump down my
throat. I didn't jump down your throat. I'm simply saying that they probably know who the 45 are, so they'll probably go to the game with 52.
Okay. What was that?
I don't even believe your own crap.
All right. Let's keep going here. Let's move on.
How are we doing for emails? Are they coming in?
Yeah,
I mean, are people
in,
getting into Super Bowl
well,
mood?
You know, I'm working through the internet to get my emails. Not
oh, so you have to refresh it up
yeah,
and stuff?
Know, yeah, things like that. So Jeff in Denton, Texas says, I noticed Procter & Gamble bought Gillette.
Indeed.
Please tell me that Gillette Stadium isn't becoming Procter & Gamble Stadium. Secondly, what injured Patriots are with the team this week in Jacksonville? Is Ty Law running around down there?
I haven't seen him.
I haven't either.
Hey, who was the little guy that he brought with him to the game in Pittsburgh? He had some guy with him?
It's his boy.
Was he pushing the wheelchair?
He had an electric
scooter. So why
scooter.
Was this guy?
Because it was his boy.
Well, they had a celebration picture, and it was like McGinnis. And he's like there. He's at the bottom with
You're not a big-time athlete or star if you don't have a posse.
Okay.
You got to have people with you. All right. Allen Iverson, all those guys, they walk into places. They got 15, 20 guys with them, so... You got to have a posse if you're anybody.
All right.
I need to get a posse.
Let's see.
Dudek, you want to be my posse?
Jennifer writes in. That'd be quite a posse.
You got big heads.
I can see Andy walking and Dave Dudek behind him with his little rolling carry laptop bag.
Excuse me.
Touchdowns
and two interceptions.
Jennifer writes in. She says, geez, people are calling me left and right here.
Brian, overdoing the sound bites is just stupid.
Shut up, Andy.
If they don't fit, you need to...
It says I'm a nerd. I wanted to play I'm a nerd. I didn't know it had all that stuff in the
All
front.
I heard was two touchdowns and two interceptions.
It says I'm a nerd in the little screen.
Let's see. Jennifer writes in. She says, don't know if you guys read this article, but talk about a bunch of high schoolers being allowed to submit news pieces. It's from Philly.com. I thought I'd pass along this little bit of the piece. 10 reasons Patriots should lose. 1, the Pats, surely the most boring team in professional sports, have drained the fun out of the game and replaced it with machine-like proficiency. It's like rooting for a robot. 2, the town's most popular politician lost the White House to the most unpopular president in the history of American politics, and now it wants us to trust it with the Lombardi Trophy? I don't think so. 3, New England is a region, not a city. Get yourself a city, then come back and play. 4, this is a perfect opportunity to end all this nonsense about dynasty. 5, how long is this? Oh, it's not too much. 5, pretty boy Tom Brady, who said he wants to be a U.S. senator someday, allowed himself to be used as a tool of the Republican Party by sitting next to Laura Bush at last year's State of the Union address. At the time, he had never bothered to vote in an election. Super Bowl trophies are not for opportunistic hypocrites. 6.
Tom Brady has never voted in an election?
I don't know.
Wow.
6. The Patriots cheerleaders lack sufficient boobage.
Wow.
7.
Fred, they're taking a shot right there, right at you.
This is on their website?
It's Philly.com. Yep. 7.
Have they looked at the one girl?
New England, old New England, whatever. Philadelphia fought two wars to rid itself of the crown And now we're going to let those Tory bastards walk off with the Super Bowl.
Wow.
8? Wow, this is getting really heated.
Is this a real story?
8? Their fans are smug dilettantes who never supported the team until it was a winner. 9, with a win, Bill Belichick will surpass St. Vince Lombardi's most postseason coaching record. If this happens, life as we know it will cease to exist. And 10, Boston already used up its share of sports miracles. So.
Wow. Philly.com.
Philly.com.
Not enough boobage on the cheerleaders.
Ripping the Patriots. That's
Who's the author of that?
I don't know. I haven't. This is just cut and paste.
Some
by
of those
Jennifer.
Are dumb.
So I don't know who actually wrote it.
I mean, a lot of teams are regional teams.
Oh, right here.
How about the Carolina Panthers? How about the New York teams that don't play in New York?
Right.
I mean, there's plenty of regional teams.
Paul Domowicz.
He wrote it?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
He's fired.
Don Russell.
Don Russell wrote it.
He's an idiot.
Philly.com. Well, you know, it's
and then he says, Belichick must have learned public relations from Karl Rove. He has his team so on message that he prohibits his assistants from talking to the press, lest they stray off topic.
That's an inaccurate statement.
At least it is.
You can talk to the assistants if you request them.
If you request them, you can talk
and get permission.
Right. I've talked to him. You've talked to him. Plenty of people. Michael Felger does stories on assistants all the time.
A lot of people talk about that, but I'd have the same rule.
I would, too. I agree.
Me, too.
So then why are you complaining about it? Why are you criticizing?
I didn't criticize anything. What did I say that was negative?
You did.
That would be inaccurate.
No.
I think you said, yeah, if you request it.
I
said... The tone in which you said it.
He said that you could talk to him if you asked for permission. I'm saying that it has to be granted. I've asked for permission and been denied.
Right. But that can happen with anybody.
Sure.
You can walk into the locker room and there's a player standing there. You know, let's pick a guy, Corey Dillon. You might walk up to him and say, Corey, you got a minute? And he says, no. Just an example that he does every day.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the difference between the team turning him down or the player? Same thing.
Okay. Whatever. Next topic.
Now Brian doesn't want to talk anymore.
He's sulking. He's going to go try to find a soundbite.
I am trying to find a soundbite, but Gary, he's lightning fast on this thing.
Well, he knows where he put him.
Next topic.
You're not.
He's like the secretary who does all the filing. She knows where everything is, but you don't.
And then she can't be fired because none of the bosses know where anything is or how anything works.
Right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio and
Fred, so why didn't you get offended by the shot at your cheerleaders?
We choose our cheerleaders based on many...
you're going to get through this with a straight face?
...facets, and only one of them is boobage.
Shouldn't it be a little higher on the list?
I think we do all right. I think in the past, you know, when it comes to just looks, maybe the Patriots cheerleaders weren't on the top of the league. But I think we've made great strides over the past few years.
I agree.
As well as keeping up the quality of the dancing routine.
I agree.
You know, we care about both.
Have you guys ever asked Brady what banging Tara Reid was like?
Right. Phil Austin says, what does that have to do with anything else?
Now you could ask like 800 different athletes what it's like, and they could all tell you.
Phil from Austin says,
I'm going to leave the show now. We got him over here talking about the boobage in the selection process, and we got him over here calling people sluts.
Is Tara Reid a slut?
I have no idea.
It could be all just her character that she kind of, you know, promotes.
That gets drunk
and leaves.
I'm
certainly not going to slander the woman.
Why? It's fun.
Phil from Austin says, put Daryl Stingley on the roster as the 53rd man and give him a ring.
Oh, okay. I thought that was going to be a shot somehow.
That even he could cover Freddie Mitchell?
I don't know, Fred.
Well, what do you think about that?
Going in new directions here.
giving rings to guys, you know, for that.
No.
The Red Sox are giving rings to a lot of guys.
Dave Dudek, why are you sending me emails to Web Radio?
Dudek? It pertains to the show.
Well, so you're getting emails from the people from theeagles.com? Is that what's going on? Are they listening right now? And do they want us to say what they said? It says, hey, guys, I spoke with Maggie, the Eagles version of me. That's what it says. That's you talking. Oh, she said, P.S., tell you guys, I'll set up the web radio show with Dave Spuds. We did a combo pregame web show in Dallas with DallasCowboys.com, and it worked out really well. That's a good idea.
Fred and Dave going at it.
I like it.
Spadaro Kirsch.
I like it.
The game before the game.
Yeah, Spuds and Kirk.
Let's talk with these guys.
The grudge match. Friday, noon.
Let's set that up. Let me think now. Tomorrow's crazy because, oh, by the way, for all those who are listening, tomorrow's media day. So this show will be heard from 3 to 5. Is that right?
Live, though, right?
Yeah, live.
Live 3 to 5.
Live 3 to 5.
Live.
After Patriots media day. So we'll come back with all the stories of the idiot things that go on.
And the little kid from Nickelodeon or all those weirdos. And TV Azteca, the hottie.
Right. So 3 to 5 tomorrow, and then we go back to noon for the rest of the week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Tiny.
Okay.
So, I didn't even have to do the sound bite. That was good. That was as good as the sound bite.
So let's say probably maybe Thursday or Friday. Let's say Friday. No, Friday's the day where everyone has to go over to that other thing.
Yeah, the state of the league address and all that.
All right, what's
fun stuff.
Friday's back because he wants to go to the media and see what free stuff he can pick up.
Yeah.
Is that true? For what?
To do what? For what reason?
They're not giving out bags this year, Dave.
They're really not?
I don't think so.
I'm not happy with that development.
Dave, you have no reason to cover the state of the league address. We have people that have those responsibilities.
What has Brett told you about assuming and basing it on the past? It's a new year.
All right, so Thursday.
Strap Dudek to his chair.
You figure that out, Dave. You
leave him where he belongs.
We'll just talk. We want to see.
Talk to Spuds.
We'll see what they do
on
their site. And
Bob, right?
Fred, you're not going to embarrass us, are you? You got to fight strong for us.
What are we going to fight?
It's a debate.
Why do you have to fight?
This is a debate.
It's not a debate.
It's us versus them.
We're talking to their show and they're talking to our show.
Do they have a show?
I don't know.
Oh, they do?
So
they do, according to Dave Dudek.
Oh, boy, he's coming to a mic. Nothing good can come from this.
Well, yeah, basically, Spuds is essentially a version of Fred and B-Lo put together.
Okay.
They have a TV show.
Do they have a web radio show?
Web radio, I believe. I'm not entirely sure. I can't give you that information. I need to research it.
So you're coming to the table with like half information, half truths.
Thanks, Dave.
You know?
Hey, no problem, guys.
Go back to the board.
All right. Chris from New York, New York says, I think Donovan McNabb is overrated because he is white. Rush Limbaugh. Oh, okay.
I got you.
Rush Limbaugh says that.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I will not dignify Rush Limbaugh with any response.
What did you think about Jerry Callahan and the Boston Herald writing that Rush Limbaugh was right?
He did not write that.
Yes, he did.
When?
That doesn't surprise me.
It was Monday.
This Monday?
No. Friday, wasn't it? Friday?
It was, but recently, the last.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something happened. The lights are going out. I'm scared.
Okay, someone is.
We got a possible situation.
The lights just went out here at.
Probably because we're the only ones here. The PR department probably left for the day.
But we still have electricity, so that's good. Jonathan Carr from Bar Harbor, Maine writes in.
He also gives
us the link to this Philly.com.
I went there.
Story.
So it worked.
She said Jennifer didn't send you this bit, but what? Who was turning out the lights?
Dudek, what are you doing now?
Dude, you screwed the lights up now.
Jay Leno said, in the Senate, the vote to confirm Condoleezza Rice as the next Secretary of State was 85-13 in favor. 85-13? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the score of the Super Bowl is going to be when the Patriots beat the Eagles.
Yeah. Wow, good trash talk.
But he's a New England guy.
That's Jay Leno. Yeah, he actually went to Emerson College where I went.
Really? Did you know him?
I did.
Distinguished alumni.
He was before
Fred Kirsch,
my time.
Jay Leno.
Did you guys wrestle together?
No, he was before my time.
Me, Fred Kirsch.
How much? He's older than you?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about a lot, but
really?
He's older, yeah. He was already long gone.
Easy, Andy.
In fact,
what?
Watch where you're going with this one.
No, I don't know what I want to say.
Yeah, leave that alone. I wish we were recording right there. That would have been a good soundbite.
Dan from Atlanta, Georgia says Jacksonville has cheese grits.
Ew.
Cheese grits.
You ever have cheese grits?
I never had cheese in my grits,
though. You lived in Georgia, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Never had cheese in my grits, though.
No?
Just butter.
Butter. Butter in your grits.
Yeah.
Great.
Gotta have it.
Yeah. Dave, your time on the show is done, okay? Stop talking. No more.
Oh boy.
Web radio.
Can you fly the Millennium Falcon?
Webradio@patriots.com is email address. It's webradio@patriots.com as the battery in my computer starts to fade.
Why aren't you plugged in?
No, it's all right. We only have 10 minutes left in the show. But as a reminder, 3 to 5.
Programming
tomorrow.
Note.
3 to 5. After we get back from Media Day, we'll have all kinds of stories for you. And we can relay what happened. You'll hear it from us firsthand. And actually, in the final 10 minutes, because Media Day is such a nutty thing and anything goes, if you have any off-the-wall questions you want Brian Morey to ask any of the players, email them in here in the last 10 minutes, and we'll see if...
I'll do my best.
You know, Brian, you can go up and say, you know, this is from a listener on our radio show, and you can go and ask the
tomorrow,
question.
Tomorrow, everything goes.
Everything goes tomorrow.
Right. I mean, there's going to be a kid in tights there, so you can't look that stupid.
There was a kid from Nickelodeon. There's always Nickelodeon is always there with probably a 10-year-old reporter asking questions. And Teddy Bruschi was asked the other day what was the dumbest thing he was asked last year, and he said, some little kid asked me to spell Delhomme, and I left out an M. This year, if someone asks a question like that, I'm going to spell it B-E-A-T-I-T.
He's a bad guy.
It's all right.
Picks on little kids. Typical.
Who wants a little kid asking you questions to make you look bad, right?
Yeah.
Not making you look bad. It's just good fun.
It is good fun. See how I switch sides right there?
Let's see. Scott says, whoa! Who was it, that sudden surprise guest? Was it Kermit the Frog? Oh, no, it was just Dave.
Do I have the Kermit one?
No, but they can go to davedudek.com and see a very nice video put together by Bob Doyle of PVN. You can see Fred Kirsch pop up in that video. It's very interesting.
Sure.
How come Gary didn't download that?
And crash the servers of Dave Dudek.
I think he's got it, but you just have to know where it is.
Probably.
Because it could be filed under Kermit, Fred, Dave.
Yeah.
You know.
Bad impersonations. I mean, did you try B?
Poor Duda.
That's it.
You think we're going to talk on anything about football this week?
Or? The game's over. Your boy, Jay Leno, it's 85-13.
Well, I don't want to be like the Rams were.
No.
You know, back in 2001.
Not that has anything to do with winning and losing, you know, but it's just disrespectful. There's no reason to. I mean, first of all, the Eagles are a 15-1 team. Let's face it. They're not a 13-3 team. They tanked their last two games. They've been successful over an extended period of time. Like, I think last year, part of why people thought the Patriots would handle Carolina is because they were kind of this new up-and-coming team. They hadn't experienced success. And there was no way they were going to beat the proven Patriots. Well, the Eagles are every bit as proven as New England, with the exception of, you know, the final game.
Yeah, but that's a big game. That's
a big
step. It is
a big game, but they've now taken the step to get here. To just dismiss them, I think, is ludicrous. I mean, this is a team that has, you know, Pro Bowl wide receiver, if he plays, a five-time Pro Bowl quarterback who's had the best year of his career, who blew his career-high passer rating out of the water, who was the first player in NFL history to throw at least 30 touchdown passes and fewer than 10 interceptions in the same season. They have a good, solid offensive line, a terrific, versatile running back. Their defense allowed 14.8 points per game, and that's, I think that might be, no, that was without the last two games.
That's without those, yes.
So, I mean, their defense was basically dominant all season.
Are they good enough at any one thing, though?
I think they're good at everything.
But are they good enough at anything to win? The Patriots are pretty good at everything, too.
Well, they're very good at wreaking havoc on the other team's offense, for one.
So you think the pressure is the big thing for them?
I think pass protection is critical for New England.
Here's what scares me about Philadelphia. I'm not sure how good they are. I mean... I know you.
I don't understand why.
I know because you have to have a gauge, and you know you criticize Andy for the point that they were the best team in a crappy conference. That's a fact.
But,
okay,
but fact.
And that doesn't mean that they're not a good team. It's just hard to gauge.
Was the conference crappy all of the last 4 years? Because they've pretty much dominated the conference each of the last four years.
Well, we go by this year, Brian.
Okay, so we go by this year. They can only play the teams on their schedule.
I mean,
they dominated
those
teams. I mean,
if we lose that argument, San Diego would be the worst team this year, but they turned out to be a pretty good team.
But what I'm saying, Fred, is that they dominated their opponents, and they've had sustained,
They dominate the Ravens.
No, but everybody has slip-ups. The Patriots lost to the 2-14 Dolphins or whatever they finished.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has slip-ups. I was sitting here, how come no one brings that game up?
Just saying.
The Patriots lost to a 3-1 team. They can't win the Super Bowl
because they had enough tests against quality opponents that you can make a judgment.
I mean, they went 2-2 against the AFC.
The last one
was one of the losses was the last game of the year that they tanked.
You know,
they won one in overtime on a field goal, won by 5 points.
The Eagles could very well.
Who cares how you win?
You just told me they were dominant. They were blowing everybody out. That's why they're good.
The Eagles could very well come out in this game and not only compete but win this game.
I know.
You know. But what I'm saying is that it's harder to gauge how good this team is, a lot harder than it is the Patriots.
And I don't understand why. They've been this good for 4 years. So I don't understand.
They could never get over the hump. Now they finally get over that hump. Do you expect them to get over both humps in 1 year?
I mean, the Red Sox did.
I'm not saying they couldn't, but I just don't know. They haven't been the top level.
I mean, but
the Patriots have won.
They're here. So what? The Rams had won. The Patriots hadn't been to the top level. I mean, we can make the spin the argument any way we want. But let's get the facts out.
Should the Rams
there.
Have not been a decided favorite in that game?
Absolutely, they should have been. They
Thank
were. Be-
you. So
they,
the Patriots
had
should be
talent.
A decided favorite in this game.
I don't think the talent discrepancy between what the Rams and the Patriots was. The Patriots were a 5-5 team at midseason that caught lightning in a bottle. The Eagles have been dominant for 4 years. Now, yeah, they couldn't win the NFC Championship game, unfortunately, for
so
them.
So they didn't dominate their conference because they never got to the next level.
They very easily could have beat the Rams in the 2001 NFC Championship game.
Very easily could have, but didn't.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is this team, I don't understand why we don't know how good they are. I mean,
Because all we have to work with this year is who they played and what they did this year. That's a different year.
But they crushed a lot of the teams they played.
In a conference, that sucked.
But if that's their schedule, Andy.
The times they played the AFC,
if that's
they
their
had
schedule,
battles
okay, if,
or lost.
If they were winning 10-7 every week against the Dallas Cowboys of the world and the, you know, Arizona Cardinals of the world, okay, I might say, oh, listen, they're struggling to beat
Why
these,
is Boston these, College, an undefeated basketball team, not number two in the country behind Illinois? Is that the other...
It's a great question.
Because it's a rating system. You judge people by who they play, what their schedule is, compare it to other teams. That's how you do it. You have to analyze it and look at the whole picture.
Right, and I'm
and
telling
you... just because
you
beat up on a bunch of crappy teams
well, first
doesn't
of all,
make me
first
assume
all,
you're a good team.
The comparison of college basketball when you can play... Boston
Anything.
College can play St.
Leo's
as opposed to NFL where the standard of play is significantly higher and certainly at a more consistent level.
Was the
I
NFC far below the AFC this year?
I don't know. I mean, was it far... overall, the conference probably wasn't as good as the AFC. I think the three best teams in football during the regular season... arguably could be the Colts, Patriots, and Steelers. But to say the Eagles aren't right there in that mix is just ridiculous.
Where did the Packers fall in the NFC?
They won 10 games.
They're an
that
average
fell.
Team.
But see,
and Philadelphia
People
beat
thought
them by
they
like
were
30
unbeatable.
Points.
People thought they were unbeatable, and then Philadelphia killed them.
Right, because Philadelphia, Earth to Andy, is a good team.
They are a good team. Are they an elite team? We'll find out on Sunday.
We'll find out. But that's my only point. It's hard to judge really how good they are. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Remember, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, that's when we start. But there's a lot more going on Patriots.com today. 3:30 live press conference with Bill Belichick. PVN tonight with the new Alicia Mullen. She's going to be making her reporting debut tonight, so don't forget to watch. We'll see you tomorrow at 3:00.